bring any Week 10 of the Friday Night Lights.
And now we have the Warhawks. The Southeast Warren Warhawks, starting lineup.
We are up in Lacona, Iowa.
Five,
the Southeast
Zach
Warren Warhawks are getting ready to take the field here.
Yeah.
Senior night.
Not
number
Liberty
eight,
Center.
It's,
we did drive all the way over to Liberty Center.
Number
just to find out. Here in Lacona, so. But I got about 10 minutes to go before we take off. I want to thank everybody for
being
here.
Our
Touchdown Tommy's first
and attempt
at play by play on this year. We've seen
number
a lot
nine,
of interception returns. We've seen 7-yard touchdown runs. We've seen just
number
a little bit of everything.
65-yard fumble.
Fumble returns.
Did you call that a fumble or a takeaway?
A strip.
Yeah.
35-yard line trying to score. But had a little bit of
luck. So.
Well, tonight we got Warhawk versus Warhawk.
Yeah, the battle of the Warhawks tonight here in Lacona, South
Dakota. The North Dakota Warhawks are coached by Steve Earhart, Jack Biff, Scott Corler, Nick Earhart, Mark.
We're
going to
be bringing in some sports, big games around the district here tonight. We've got Pekin playing. Who's a Pekin Montezuma tonight, right?
No, Pekin BGM and Montezuma Linville-Sully.
Linville-Sully. So we're going to pause here just a second.
We're officials tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Do our national anthem.
Gentlemen.
We're going to break for
Gary
just a second.
Edwards.
We'll come right back with
Martin
our sponsors. And
Kurt Edwards, Matt Booth, and Rush Snyder.
Let's get
ladies and gentlemen. And now, if you please stand and remove your hat, we'll have the national anthem sung by Megan B.
Wendell, remove your hat.
Sock hat, it doesn't count. It's like a hood. Excellent job here at Southeast Warren High School for the seniors.
I want you on my team.
We want to thank the sponsors. We want to thank KIIC Radio by Albia for having us on this year. Had a really good time bringing you all the action. We got the good, the bad, and some ugly at time to time for this Warhawk team. But looking for a big win tonight to finish the season for these seniors. These six seniors on the North Mahaska team will be suiting up for the last time.
There's a big bird on the field.
That's a large eagle. That's what a Warhawk looks like. We talked about it all season. Now we know what a Warhawk looks like. So we do. We want to thank KIIC. We want to thank you for listening to Feed Number 6.
You know, ladies and gentlemen,
Rains, Campbell, your good neighbor, Steve Farm, reaching out to Oskaloosa. Tommy with me this week.
Ryan Gumbel scheduled.
There we go. Hear myself a little better.
Yeah.
I want to thank Crowell Antiques out of New Sharon, sponsor us all year. Big hand. And the sponsors, I go down, if you're in their businesses in the coming weeks, tell them you enjoyed listening to the football games on the radio. We hope to pick up a few more sponsors for next year. Tell them you heard it on KIIC, you heard it on the streaming app, or you heard it on your tablet. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing to bring you North Mahaska Warhawk football. McGriss of New Sheriff, all your farm and home needs, we appreciate McGriss. Gardner, Collier Jewelry out of Oskaloosa in the Penn Central Mall and also in the Quincy Place Mall in Tumwater. American Cleaning, we thank Jim Miller for his support this year. For all your restoration work for fire, water, damage, or flood, or backup, including mold testing with Inc. Jim Miller, American Cleaning, 641-660-8358. Captains of both teams lined up, ready to come out. Looks like Kohler, Legvold, Poultier, and Richards for North Mahaska set to come out onto the field. Flip the coin.
Hey,
go ahead.
This week I finished my Super Nachos early.
That's right. I was usually on the home games. Tommy's still eating it every year we take the air. So glad Tommy's able to finish dinner before we went on the air. Medi-Cal Pharmacy, we want to thank Michelle Heidenbrink there at Medi-Cal Pharmacy for sponsoring this year. Brian Seed Company and Kelly Bryan. And I'm going to go ahead and plug KB's Own Auto. He's got KB's Own Auto there in Oskaloosa. Stop in and tell Kelly that you heard his name on KIIC feed number 6 and you appreciate him sponsoring football this year. Boyd's U.S. Cellular.
Hello, better.
Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Or four locations, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, and New Sharon. Thank them for sponsoring Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa, Community First Credit Union, and Your Voice, that's powered by Community First. Thank them for keeping us on this year in Maple Ridge for the assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa.
One day we will be there.
One day, we all may end up there. East Market and Grocery, your hometown locally owned grocery store in New Sharon. Cargill of New Sharon, we appreciate Cargill. Proline Building Company, Building Dreams is what Proline does. Check them out at iowadreambuilder.com today. And Windstream, I'll have to pull up, I got a new ad for Windstream here this week. I'll have to pull it up. But, you know, looking back at the schedule, Tommy, we started out.
North Manhattan will be receiving, Southeast Warren will be kicking off.
Did you guys get that?
Yep, so Southeast Warren will be deferring to the second half.
Southeast Warren will be defending
North Mahaska. North Mahaska Warhawks will be receiving the kick. But, you know, Tyler, we look back at the schedule. Started out with a couple pretty tight games between Belle Plaine and that GMG team down up in Garland.
Yep, that was another long drive for us.
Another long drive. And then followed by
a loss at Waco, but it turned into a win.
A 39-0 win. The Warhawks were on the short side of that one, but due to an ineligible player, picked up their first one of the season. Oh, my goodness, Eric's 200th career victory against English Valleys on the 13th.
And that was an exciting
and
game.
Very exciting game. A big first play from scrimmage, Stockhill from 70 yards in the house. And then we just wind up basically the a brutal four-game set with Montezuma Peak and BGM and Linville Sully. Three of those four teams were ranked at the time, BGM being the number one team in the class in the state of Iowa. Linville Sully had been ranked early in the year, and they came into New Sharon and showed us what they were all about. So
it's Montezuma Beacon, BGM, and Linville Sully are all going to the playoffs. And
four teams out of that District 6 will be playing for a state title. Then Pleasantville, that team, I tell you, you erased that second quarter last week, Tommy.
It would have been a different ball game.
Would have been a completely different ball game as North Mahaska hung with them in the second half. Just Pleasantville team that came in to be too much for the Warhawks. So looking to send these seniors out inside.
Hertzler will be kicking off for the Southeast Warren.
Hertzler for Southeast Warren set to kick it off. We've got Stockdale and Stockdale-Bortel, I believe, back to receive. Hibbler. Stockdale and Hibbler back to receive as they let the clock wind down, and they're going to get set to go. We're excited to bring you number 10, Friday Night Lights.
Zero.
Kickoff. Friday Night Lights. Touchdown, Tommy, and I'm your good neighbor, State Farm Agent Wendell. We are so glad you're tuning in, and whether you're listening to us live or you're listening to the recorded feed, you can listen anytime at KIICradio.com. Go to the archives.
Whoa.
Yeah, the Southeast Warren team, by the time you put 11 guys on the field, there's only about 8 guys left on the sideline.
No, they got it.
First one up. Kick, short kick to Hibbler's side. Hibbler's going to get it about the 20, come up to 25, up the near sideline to the 30, crosses the 30, and there he's going to be drugged down. Just short of the 35, and that's where
my number 13
is going to take over first and 10 from their own 34-yard line.
34-yard line.
We'll also be bringing you live score small round of South tonight. It's touchdown time. He's going to use the Thunderbolt app from KIIC, free download. It'll bring you all the scores.
You know, I get about five or six people asking me about that app every day.
First and 10, Richards under center, offset eye behind him. That's Rutledge and Stockdale. This is going to be far side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to make it around the right side, up past the 40. that for first down on the far sideline. He's going to be drug out of bounds at midfield.
Quarterback Justin Richards passes to number 9,
Keaton Leffler.
Going around the right side. Gets to about the 50-yard line.
Pick up about 15 on the play. Going to give the Warhawks a first down. First place for scrimmage, 16 yards. We're getting started the right way tonight, Tommy.
Oh, that's good. We need a win.
We need to get a good drive here to give them some momentum and just keep it up. Offset eye behind Richards. Handoff's going to be the up back. That's Rutledge. He's past the 50 to the 45 into Southeast Warren territory, down close to the 40.
If it's not a first down, it's going to be second and
inch. On the tackle.
They're going to mark the front nose of the ball right on the 40. Yep, second and very short. They're going to bring two tight ends in. Bortel in the slot, wanders far side. Handoff's going to be fake the handoff. Richards is going to keep it going around the right side. He's hit. Falls forward to the 35.
Keep it around the right side.
Six-yard gain, enough for the first down, so they're going to move the chain.
Number 5, Zach Baker.
Tell you what.
Here's the first down for the North Manhattan Warhawks. On their own 35.
Kind of hard not to talk over the field. We're right underneath one of the field meters this week.
We're
hard to hear. We apologize. We're two tight ends in, three men in the eye. Handoff's going to be Stockdale around the right side. Got two lead blockers. They can now pass the 25 to 20. Just another tackle. Falls forward past the 15.
The 15-yard line right there.
Down to the 13. We'll pick up close to 20, about 18. Down the 14. We're starting off. We're still first quarter, 10:55 to go in the first quarter. No score, battle of the Warhawks.
One of the Warhawks teams is going to walk away with the win.
Officials timeout.
Moving the chains.
Here we go. Three-man eye behind Richards.
First and 10 on the 14-yard line.
Stockdill. Hotel, and the handoff's going to be right side to Stockdill. Stockdill's going to run into a bunch of Southeast Warren defenders. About a yard. Second 9.
A yard on the play. Use the Jimenez on the tackle.
They had two tight ends in that time. The stacked eye with Rutledge. I believe Bortel was in. Yeah, Rutledge, Bortel, and then Stockdale. Offset eye now wanders far side. Pitch is going to be the right side. Stockdale's going to be dragged down for a loss of 6, maybe 7 on the play. As the pitch was to the right, Stockdale was met in the backfield, dragged down for a big loss. They bring up a 3rd and long. They
tried
that on the play. Knackle
by Keaton Lawler.
Lawler in on the south for Southeast Warren. So this is the Battle of the Warhawks tonight, so we always try and find some easy way to do each week to call it. Handoff's going to be inside handoff to Bortel. Bortel's going to make it around the right side. He's going to make it on the right sideline. He dives for the end zone.
Laundry on the field.
There's a hanky back around the line of scrimmage.
Okay, around the right side. That's out of bounds. There's a flag on the field.
Bortel, they're going to mark him short of the goal line.
Holding is just North Mahaska.
So on a 3rd and 15, North Mahaska, a big costly penalty. He's going to back him up another 10. As we've seen penalties all season this season, Tommy, really hurt. It seems like North Mahaska gets something going. A penalty comes in or a big player, a turnover, just doesn't go their way. It hasn't been their season.
No.
The marker was thrown about the 16-yard line. Going to back him up 10 from that. So that's going to bring up a third.
Third and about 20.
That brings it back to the
third and close to 20. Third and 19.
Third down.
It was second and 15, so close to third and 20. Offset eye behind Richards. Bortel far side. Going to fake it. Throw it to the near side. Oh, and he slips. That's number 40, Aaron Booner.
That's the first time we called his name.
Yeah, Booner made it down to the flush right side. Slipped as he went to make the catch. And put a knee down. It was actually a loss on the play.
Completed. But his knee touched down as he turned around.
Bring up a fourth down for the Warhawks. As North Mahaska trying to capitalize early.
Just one mistake.
33-yard line.
Fourth and 30. Going to need to get to the 3-yard line. Offset eye line. Richard's going to draw back the pass.
Got a man open.
And just overthrown out of bounds. He had Wander streaking down the far sideline.
Pass by Richards, intending for number 8. Wander was incomplete.
Down. Ball's going to turn over on downs. I want to remind you, this first quarter brought to you by Crow Row Antiques. It's where you'll find the greatest selection of unusual antiques. They don't have it, Linda or Cheryl. We'll find it for you. Crow Row Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon. Thank them for their 2013 support on Friday Night Lights. KIIC, seat number 6. You're listening to Touchdown Tommy, your good neighbor, State Farm agent, Wendell Campbell.
If you hear any crunching, I got these new combos.
Now, sure, jalapeno.
Jalapeno, cheddar, tortilla.
And they are
combos.
Good.
Oh, man.
They are good. So, on first and 10, Southeast Warren in the shotgun. Hannah's going to be left side.
Mosier, the ball carrier.
Mosier.
Met by the front line of the
because the PA announcer, the entire defensive front
no
line.
No gain on the play.
I love that. We're going to start using that.
Lawler in the backfield. Mosier steps in the slot. Four receivers, both sides. Lawler takes the snap. He's going to run out near side, and he is drugged down, but he got rid of the ball.
Paul Peter on the pressure.
He was there. Lawler was able to get rid of the ball.
It'll be third and 10
for the 33-yard line. Southeast Warren.
I don't know. It kind of looks like Southeast Warren is a passing team.
They don't have a lot of size.
No, I think the
speed.
Smallest guy is 4'10", 120 pounds.
I saw that. So you got four receivers here. Lots of men in motion. Three receivers near side, two receivers far side. Lawyer in the shotgun. Lawyer looking to get rid of it. He spins away. He throws the ball. He attempts to get it, and they're going to drop a flag on that. Was that Bortel or Hibbler? Hibbler in the backfield with the pressure. Lawyer tried to get rid of it, but not before he was going down, and they're going to call intentional grounding.
Scrimmage. Flags on the play.
Illegal pass.
Didn't make his ball in the scrimmage, even though he was out of the pocket. He was being drugged down by Hibbler at the same time. So that's going to bring him a fourth down. The penalty is going to tack on to the end of the play. Loss of down. So fourth and a long way from the 33. He's got back up to
fourth and 15.
I believe it's a 10-yarder spot foul. Wow, they keep backing up.
Yeah, fourth and
– that must have been a 15-yard penalty. Holy moly.
Fourth and
whatever. Five.
Fourth and a long way.
Hersler back to punt for the Warhawks.
Hersler back to punt for Southeast Warren.
Let's see how this punt looks.
Step to the side to get it. Short kick. Kick out of bounds on the right side. They're going to mark the ball out of bounds at the 40. So North Pahaska is going to take over first and 10. In Southeast Warren territory. Warhawk territory tonight. It's first quarter brought to you by McGriff's of New Sharon. For all your farm and home projects, think McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts in standard heavy duty, wood posts including creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's of New Sharon, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa. Proud to support New Sharon High School Athletics. Ball's near side here, offset eye behind Richards. Richards going to hand off right side to the up back. That's Rutledge. Rutledge going to make it out past the 35. Fall forward at the 30, down to the 28.
On the right side.
29.
Very close to a first down.
Yeah, I think fell forward. They're going to move the chain. So first down, pickup of 10 for Rutledge.
I was going to say about McGriff, you can go there and get some armor coats, anything to keep you warm over this nice, blistery winter that we're going
to
be having.
The way we started the season, a couple of hot games, it's kind of nice to see the cooler weather move in. So first and 10 ball on the 28-yard line. Richards with the offset eye pitch is going to be near side to Stogdale as he runs into his own man. And Cortell, Rutledge was out there.
Stogdale was out there.
Forgot for a loss, Stogdale was. Lost
about 40 yards.
They're going to call versus second and 13. So what they're going to call a ball on the 32-yard line. Do you want to give a shout-out to Megan Dumont making state cross-country for North Mahaska this week? High formation, going to take a hit off the side. So Richard's going to tuck and keep it, make it around the right side. Down inside the 20, 15. Down around the 10. As they fake that inside handoff to Rutledge, Richard just tucked it outside in the right side.
Ball right on the
10-yard line.
Going to mark the ball just almost to the 10-yard line. Going to bring it first and I would say goal to go from the 10. Yep, they're going to drop the chains.
Goal at the 10-yard line.
First and goal to go with 7-10. First quarter, no score. North Mahaska, Southeast Warren. Stacked eye behind Richards. Handoff's going to be the Stacko around the right side. He breaks free at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown. With 6:58 to go, North Mahaska gets on the board first.
Yippee.
10-yard run by Stockhill. Great run around the right side by Stockhill. Able to cut back upfield and go in pretty much untouched.
That's the first score of the night.
They're going to line up for two. Offset eye behind Richards. Tell in the slot. Wanders far side. Richards going to roll out right side. He's got a man. He stops, tries to check back, and he's missed.
That's a pass.
So the extra attempt is no good. It leaves us with the North Mahaska Warhawks 6, Southeast Warren 0. Any other scores for us to look at, Tommy?
No, not yet.
Nothing else. We're the first score of the night. Which feels good. I think that's the first time maybe going to the English Valley to get on the board first.
But
seems like we've been playing from behind a big majority of the season. So getting on the scoreboard first.
I thought Pekin. Wasn't Pekin homecoming?
I don't think we got on the board first, though.
No, you're right.
I don't know about that. So we got on the board, 6-0 North Mahaska, 6:58 to go in the first quarter. What a beautiful evening. Nice field here in Lakota.
It is very nice.
I want to thank Gardner Collier Jewelry sponsoring the first quarter of Warhawk football. It's the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds, the colorful gemstones, the one to fresh rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets from Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs, located in Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa.
And
So Paul Peter, who's been doing the kicking the last couple of weeks.
I think it's because Hunter was doing the kicking, or was it Doty?
What's that?
Doty was doing the kick.
Davis. One of the Davis
boys
was kicking early in the year. I believe it was Colton. And Colton last week helped off the field, did not return. I don't see.
I know Doty got injured one.
Doty was hurt here a couple of weeks ago as well. Hope Peter up to kick. Good line drive kick. Bounces at the 25. Field at the 15. You're going to take a near side, up to 35 to 40, up close to midfield, drug down to 45. Hertzler
Let it
hit, it up and ran up the near side here, was able to pick up a good 25 close to 30 yards after fielding the ball.
Bolstra with the stop, and Bullfeeder just put the exclamation mark on it.
He helped him go down.
I don't think he had a choice.
Yeah. The Southeast Warren team, by the time you get the 11 guys on the field, you only have about 6 or 7 helmets still on the sideline.
Hey.
So Lawler in the backfield. 4 receivers set for Southeast Warren. Lawler takes a snap, drops back. Looking to pass. He's chased around. He's going to be by the Stockdale. Oh, making it away from the Stockdale. Penalty marker down. And Davis, Colton Davis, finally finishes him off.
Back at the 30-yard line.
Lost about 15 on the play, but there is a flag on the field.
Lost back to the 29-yard line.
Colton Davis was able to find a track and down. Looks like a penalty is going to be against North Mahaska.
Face mask.
I kind of look at the way he spun around. Somebody may got a little careless with their hands or. We'll wait for the motion from the. From the referee. They're stepping it off. Only a 5-yard penalty, though. Inadvertent face mask, I'm guessing, on that one. But it will give them another first down. But he was well behind. It's going to be a loss of 11. Yep, face mask. So
incidental
5-yard penalty.
automatic first down.
Repeat first down.
Well, repeat the first down, but it's going to be first and 20 with a big loss on the play. Baller behind. You've got three receivers far side, two receivers near side, including the man in the slot. They're going to make a – not sure what they're waiting on. Lawler takes a snap, bottles a snap. They try to run around the high side. He gets up past the 35 to the 40.
We got Lawler.
Go down to the 42.
Oh, he's
Lawler's hurt. He's about the 42.
He got a knee.
He got an injury.
Not a knee. He got a helmet to the knee. Went down holding the left knee. Lawler down on the field for Southeast Warren. Was a flag on the play as well.
Offense.
Holding against Southeast Warren. Pick up about seven on the play, but we'll wait and see what they do with the penalty.
Combo.
They mark the penalty back to the 34. I'm sorry, the penalty was marked back in the 30, so even behind the line of scrimmage, so first and 20, it's going to back up the Southeast Warren team even further, and they're still down on the field working with Lawler. So he went down and grabbed his left knee. So going to replay first down again, but lose another 7 yards.
North Mahaska, 44.
So it's going to be first and 32, they're going to call him. I guess 31. I was close. That's going to bring up another first down, but a long ways to go for the Southeast 1 team as Lawler's still out on the field. Training staff and the coaches for Southeast 1 attending to him. Any scores from around the area we can check on, Tommy?
That's what I've been looking for.
He's going to use his Thunderbolt app to check and see. Right here on KIIC, we're going to bring you 9 high school football games every single week. Albia down at Eddyville-Blakesburg tonight. Albia looking to go unbeaten in the regular season. It's going up against an Eddyville team that's been up and down this season. Both those teams making the playoffs. Eddyville will travel quite a ways. I'm not sure what school Albia plays or Eddyville plays next week, but talking to some of the administrators down there, they will be traveling quite a ways for their playoff game next Wednesday.
Well, the only score we got on here is zeros.
Zeros so far. William Penn training staff helps assist this North Mahaska team. They come across the field. Still tending to Lawler down. Went down after that play. Didn't look like he got hit right away. He looked like he kind of tucked the ball and was going down to play for another play. But I don't know if he was caught on his way down or maybe just something gave way. But Keaton Lawler, just a sophomore for this Southeast Warren team, listed at 6'1", 175. And sure hope, don't think it's anything serious as far as like a a head or neck injury, anything like that. They're tending to his right leg. Looks like around his knee, his calf area. Certainly hope that it's something that they can help right away.
Looks like Gage Simmons for wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not forget the convention down here. They clear some of the channel. She's in the county. And probably the
warming up for
probably grilling before the game can get over here, and they're just really warm and ready to go. So,
Hope.
Get through the compression stand up yourself. They'll be glad to help you.
Lance Hope, number 10, another sophomore on this Southeast. Which I tell you what, Tommy, look at the sidelines here, and there's Southeast Warren can't afford to have too many people go down because they're reserved.
Pancake supper tomorrow night in Milo at 7 o'clock.
While they're tending to Lawler while they're on the field.
Glad to have you off the board.
Like American Cleaning and Jim Miller helping sponsor this first quarter.
Thank you, Jim.
You're a certified expert cleaning company. You find yourself in need of restoration work from fire, water damage, from flood, or backup, including mold testing. American Cleaning is the one to call. Whatever you need cleaning, give Jim Miller a call. 641-660-8358. Jim Miller. American Cleaning, our first quarter sponsors, and we want to thank all our sponsors for this 2013 edition of Friday Night Lights. I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent. Been bringing you the action since week zero as we kicked it off with Belle Plaine. Week zero, a close game for this Warhawk team, came up on the short end. Week two, we traveled to Garland to GMG High School again. Another close game. We just weren't able to
capitalize.
Weren't able to come out on top. We're still tending to Lawler down here on the field. Still checking out his right leg.
Checking his reflexes.
Not sure what they're looking at here, but sure hope it's nothing serious. You hate to see, especially somebody, Keaton, being a sophomore, so probably 14, 15 years old. Heck of a time to go through something. So they
got him up.
They helped him up. Very light, very ginger on his right leg. Coaching staff of the Southeast Warren team is going to help him off the field as they're carrying him and supporting that right leg. Lance Folk again warming up on the sidelines for Southeast Warren. They helped get him off the field and over to one of the sidelines. We sure hope it's nothing serious. Like I said, it's not something that's neck or back or something like that. It's still just the way they're tending his right leg. We hope something he can come back from really quick.
Okay, let's wish you much better, folks. Let's hope that's just a short-time injury. Let's give him a round of applause.
So with 6:19 to go in the first quarter, stoppage of play with the injury.
Warhawk ball on the
Warhawks leading this one 6-0.
Warhawk ball.
Warhawk ball in Warhawk territory. It's Warhawk field tonight. So with the penalty, backs it up again. It's first down, first and 32. Ball marked on the 23-yard line of Southeast Warren. So Hoke in the shotgun, four receiver set. Hoke comes in, throws down the middle. Pass is caught by Hertzler.
Hoke in the quarterback.
Complete to Hertzler. Pass to 30.
Four-yard line.
Loaded on the play. He's going to bring a second down. Hoke in the backfield.
On the top.
With Mosier. Four receiver set. Mosier switches sides in the shotgun. Hoke takes the snap. Drops that. Hoke a left-hander. Off his back foot. He's got a receiver. Uh-oh.
So
diving it. Diving it. Zach Baker up around the 45, which would have got him back up to the original line of scrimmage. Baker dove and just out of his reach. That's going to bring up a third and 25 now. Ball spotted at the 34-yard line.
It's a shame they outlawed sticking.
I don't know if he'd have got it there. I don't know if he got a finger. Oh, going to throw it deep. Got a man streaking down the middle of the field. Caught by Hertzler. He's going to go all the way. Caught at the 40. Got to go on touch. Into the end zone for Hertzler, number 85. Six-yard pass play. There is a hanky on the field.
I got a feeling it's coming back for an offensive pass interference.
I think it's an offensive because there was a Bortel that was there with him.
Yep.
No, that was Hibbler. Hibbler was there with him. Hibbler on the defense. Umpires are going to come together and referee and his crew are going to come together and talk about it. But what a great pass by Hoke. It stands. 66-yard pass play.
Whoa.
Call's going to be passing against Alaska, so the touchdown will stand. As Hoke to Hertzler.
I don't understand how that's.
He went up for the ball, and I think it was just one of those that Hibbler was there just a little bit early.
Huh.
Bortel there just a little bit early, and Hertzler, so he's given up a couple inches to Hertzler. So I've got a 10-for-2 here. Is Hoke in the shotgun. Going to roll out left side. Run by Stockhill. He's going to duck a defender, get out and close.
All knotted up here.
Stockhill and Hibbler were chasing about that outside, but so after a 66, I tell you, we've had some big plays this year, Tommy. It's like every week we get something out there of a 50-60 yard, which in high school football it takes a quick minute for something like that to happen.
Well, is it who was it? Pekin? No, Linville Sully.
The guy
ran 93 yards.
93 yards.
And less than
97 yard play.
In less than 7 seconds, he ran it all the way fast.
With 5:28 to go in the first quarter, that score ties it up. Southeast Warren 6, North Mahaska 6. As North Mahaska took the opening kickoff and looked like they were going to march right down the field, And then four downs turned it over. Southeast Warren got the ball back. They traded punches. North Mahaska got on the...
Teeing up the ball for the kickoff.
On the board first, but then Southeast Warren, after the injury to Lawler, Southeast Warren able to go in two plays. They took the ball after the first and 30, what was the first and 33 or 32 yards?
Yeah.
Able to take it to the house. So the pass interference penalty is actually marked off on the kickoff, so he's kicking off from North Mahaska territory as Hertzler lines up to kick the ball for Southeast Warren. Short kick, landed at the 30. Oh, come on. That's going to be Simmons. Simmons able to grab it before.
It's
a very short kick. Looks like Southeast Warren kind of had the play on there to bring over the ball.
Tackled by Anso.
So now North Mahaska take over first and 10. Ball in the 29-yard line.
Takes over on
5:26 to go in the first quarter.
First and 10.
You got any scores, Tommy?
Nope.
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
Stacked high behind Richards. Hard count by Richards.
It worked.
It worked. They tucked that left end in to come across. So with that,
like you're saying, come here, defender. Come here.
He was able to talk him into
kind of like my deer call here.
Yeah. We were talking deer calls and duck calls on the way down, and I'm pretty sure Tommy's goose call would not call in a single goose.
Here, goose.
Stack dive behind Richards. Handoff's going to be right side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to make a pass line. He's trimming up to the 40.
Oh, he's going up to the midfield.
He's got nothing but green ahead of him, and Stockdale kicks it into another gear. But he's going to take it all the way in.
Stockdale
with a good
round. 60. Stockdale.
For North Mahaska. On this North Mahaska team. He takes his 67 yards to the house, and North Mahaska answers right back with a 67-yard play of their own.
You know, that's the excitement that we get to see every week.
it seems like it's been on the other side. This week we get to have a little fun with it. So that puts North Mahaska 12-6 with 5:13 to go in the first quarter. They're going to line up and take two. High behind Richard, he's going to keep his pitch trout right side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to cut it back, and he's going to make it in. 2 points. So it's 5:13 to go in the first quarter. 2-point conversion, good for North Mahaska. But North Mahaska up 14-6. We've got no other scores, but want to remind you this first quarter brought to you by some of our great sponsors. We want to thank KIIC Radio out of Alvia for having us on this year. We want to thank Crow Rally Antiques, they're New Sharon, the Gross of New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry, Oskaloosa and Atumwa, American Cleaning, Jim Miller. Those are bringing you the first quarter.
Just live from Gardner Collier Jewelry.
It
took them past the season.
I hope they have that one right. I finally got it. So 5:13 to go. North Mahaska Warhawks 14. Southeast Warren Warhawks 6.
No, I don't think everybody's updating this.
Or we got a bunch of really close games here tonight.
Yeah. Oh, even Knoxville.
Oskaloosa traveling to Knoxville. Another big game for the Oskaloosa Indians team, making the playoffs this year. Looking to secure, they're going to have a home game next week. Depending on who, what they do tonight, but traveling over to Knoxville.
But yes, next year they will have a
home game. Next year they will have a home game.
Paul
Peters set the kickoff for North Mahaska. Hertzler back to receive. Line drive kick. A full Peter. Ball bounces at the 30 down to the 25. Mosier picking up the ball at the 30, and then he's met by the entire North Mahaska kick coverage team.
We could say all but full Peter.
Comes in late
and wanders.
Fly comes in late as they were trying to clear the pile.
There's a flag on the play.
We'll check and see what flag marked at the 29-yard line.
Personal foul.
We'll see. The flag came in very late. They had piled it up, and they were trying to clear the pile. The referee's talking about it. Dead ball. Personal foul against the Warhawks. Talking it over.
Personal foul against North Mahaska.
Not sure what they're Coach Harris out on just about beyond the numbers. Trying to get an explanation. He's not getting much from the officials here. So they're going to march about 15 yards, which something smells good.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
Well, the SFA is down there. Drilling stuff.
On the 44-yard line.
The pork burgers are good.
Pork burgers are always good.
So the 15-yard penalty.
We got another penalty.
Another flag out on the field.
On
the far side. That was the official that was right in front of Coach Harris. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike. Wow. Unsportsmanlike penalty against North Mahaska. So Southeast Warren has gained 30 yards of penalty offense without even snapping the ball. So it was going to be first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. He's not going to take the ball past midfield.
If he's not careful, he might get another one.
Coach Aaron is.
Bring the ball up to the 41-yard line.
So Southeast Warren is going to take over first and 10. In North Mahaska territory after 30 yards of penalties, a personal foul followed by an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Coach Aaron is still bending the ear of the official on that far sideline. 5:05 to go. So Lance Hoke in four or five receiver set in the shotgun comes out. Rose going to be left side to Hertzler. Hertzler's going to try and roll around. And Paul Peter met him in the hole. As he was cutting from that far side, cutting across.
Hertzler.
Knocked for a loss of three.
I do have to say this. The penalties kind of livened up the North Mahaska side.
The North Mahaska sideline is alive now after the penalty. And I'm still not sure where the unsportsmanlike came from. Looked like it was coming from the bench or maybe that sideline. Hoke in the shotgun. Five receiver set again for Southeast Warren. Man comes in motion near side. They're going to hand off. Ball's on the ground. Ball's kicked. It's going to be picked up by Steigel, and Steigel's going to fall on him.
He threw about 8 yards.
Yeah. And Steigel was trying to pick it up. I think he had visions of taking it to the house, but he just finally decided to fall on it. So after two unsportsmanlike, fumble on the handoff for Southeast Warren is going to give North Mahaska the ball first and 10. On the Southeast Warren 40-yard line. Southeast Warren's going to take a timeout. Talk about it. Penalty was on the crowd, so something apparently came out of the crowd on that unsportsmanlike conduct. As they just stepped it off, they got ready to snap the ball. And then
it was probably on Megan Gumont.
I'm pretty sure Megan never said anything that would be worthy of a penalty. So.
No, she would never.
So 4:22 to go. Southeast Warren taking a timeout. Going to talk about it. Maybe scores from around the area yet, Tommy? Or are we still everybody on zeros?
Hopefully my battery doesn't die. That's okay. We still got your phone.
Yeah, Tommy's using the Thunderbolt app from KIIC. It's a pre-download from the iTunes app store or from your Android app store. You can listen to KIIC radio any day of the week on Friday nights. You can listen to any one of any nine football games. We bring you games from Albia, Sheraton, Wayne of Corden, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Pekin, Glenville, Sully. I forget, Sigourney, Kyoto's on there as well. So
yeah, they're not showing any scores.
No scores yet. So I can see.
Might want to check your phone.
Cause offset eye behind Richard. You can run on the right side. Got Wanders. Because Wanders going to come out as a 30 to 25. So we pull up a pound just short of the 20.
Wanders is complete.
Pick up a close to the 20 of a 19-yard pickup.
19-yard line.
So after the fumble, first, 22 to pick up 18. Richards go to Wanders to pick it up on that far sideline.
I figured there'd be at least this one score.
It almost feels like that BGM game is like the first quarter to one end.
Well, the score is a lot different, though.
That's very true. Offset eye behind Richards, man in the slot. Handoff's going to be the fake handoff. Richards is going to keep it around the left side. He's going to come back upfield at 10-5, and Richards takes it all the way. 22 yards for the score. We're going to have to go get a touchdown dance for next year, Tommy.
Yeah, we got to record it.
For next
you got to record it.
That's true. We'll post
it up on your webpage.
We'll post it.
We're going to have to make a webpage. So that's what we're going
to
do.
Very true. 4:13 to go in the first quarter. North Mahaska takes it 40 yards in two plays. They go up 20-6. They're going to go for two.
Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
So on the attempt for two, got Wanders on the near side. Offset eye behind Richards. Richards is going to complete the toss. Got a man in the back of the end zone. He's going to go for Kohler. Chase Kohler was coming around the right side. He had a man in the back of the end zone open, but Kohler was the other man, looked like he had it. Kohler just wasn't able to come down with it.
I think he had Hedler.
Yeah, I think it was Hedler in the back of the end zone open. But with 4:13 to go in the first quarter, North Mahaska Warhawks in control, leading this one 20-6. As after taking the fumble, two plays, 40 yards for the score. I did want to remind you, this first quarter brought to you by Pro-Ro Antiques of New Sharon. We thank Linda and Cheryl up there. Stop in and let them know you're listening to us. Let them know you appreciate it. Let them know we look forward to doing it again next year. For Chris of New Sharon, we thank them for all their support. Gardner, Collier, Jewelry, and Opelousa, and somewhat, and Jim Miller, American Cleaning. We also want to thank KIIC Radio, Wendell Campbell State Farm in Opelousa. Well, with me all year. We've got the, I said, really didn't know what we were doing for the first time. We still don't know what we're doing. We just keep showing up and
something happens. We know what we're doing. We're just trying to keep it entertaining for everybody.
We get to try all the super nachos from 10 different schools
and
goes by. And that's
and
pretty insane.
I'd say North Mahaska is most of that.
Told Peter, another line drive kick. Bachelor's going to pick up about the 25. Coming near sideline past the 30, 35. Up to the 40. Who's that?
Stop by number 40.
Boonder. And on the staff. Boonder, one of the lone.
That's a pretzel.
What's a pretzel?
That's a pretzel.
I could do a pretzel.
It could be popcorn. They do have soft pretzels down there.
So that's going to hit a Southeast Warner, first and 10, ball on their 40-yard line. No advantage of 30 yards of penalties this time around. 4:07
yeah.
In the first quarter. Yeah, that's true. North Mahaska leading at 20-6. 4:07 to go in the first quarter. Oak with a lone back in the shotgun. Four receivers set for Southeast Warren. He drops back to pass. Chased out of the pocket as he throws on the run. Got a man, but overthrown. Number 5, Zach Baker.
Oak pass intended for Baker.
Yeah, that's pop.
That's around 55.
What would have been a 20-yard pass. Thrown well over the head of Baker. Going to bring up 2nd and 10. Incomplete pass stops the clock for Southeast Warren.
Man, I bet you our listeners think that I'm like a 350-pound guy. Because I always have food, and I'm always thinking about food.
We're always talking about food.
I like food.
Post the lone man back in the shotgun. 5 receiver sets. Looking for a man to go in motion. Nobody going in motion. He's going to take a snap. Goes on the left side. Ball thrown up. Is that Bortel?
Yeah.
Bortel's eyes must have got about that big around.
That was up
for grabs. Bortel came up to catch it and just over his fingertips. If he was about that much taller, he would have had that one.
And I guess we got to blame the mom on that one.
Bortel's mom didn't even touch a close up all season, so we appreciate her being in good humor and helping us out when we need it. So. Five receiver set for Hoke. Hoke's going to be chased. And Paul Peter.
Wow.
Back him down. Lost him 9 yards.
Let's stop behind the line of scrimmage by number 24.
Paul Peter went untouched as he ran through that
southeast line. Brings the ball out.
It's going to bring up a 4th and very long. 4th and about 18.
I don't know if it's North Mahaska playing really well or, you know, it looks like they showed up to play tonight.
North Mahaska team we've been looking for all season.
Yep.
Hertzler back to kick for Southeast Warren. You got Hibbler. Hibbler, and I believe that's Van Donsler. A low line drive kick. Take a good bounce. Hibbler take it at 40. Up around the right side. 45, 50. Into Southeast Warren territory. Hertzler. And Hertzler came up with a huge hit.
I think his is what Hertzler's front.
On the field of an injured player.
Those two met with such force. Wow.
Hertzler had a full run. Oh, and he was down, but he's up on his feet now.
There's a on the field, too.
Got his bell rung. We got a flag on the field back on the Southeast Warren 40-yard line.
I think I need to blow my nose. Can I use that?
You can. There's laundry on the field. We can only use the laundry one when there's multiple flags.
Oh, here it is, red.
So it's an arm running over the sideline holding his right arm.
It is close to Halloween. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, wouldn't that be funny? Put one of those fake arms out there.
Have it fall out. So they're still sorting out the penalty as the return by Hibbler was back to the Southeast Warren 47-yard line. But we've got the referee still talking about. Yeah, I think they're just maybe a shoulder or something because they would have said as hard as he hit Hibbler, I would have thought he might have got his bell rung, but.
It looked like he got knocked out over there.
Oh, and he was down on the ground. And
wow.
Maybe just knocked the wind out of it. They're still sorting out the penalty yards. We've got an official just inside the Southeast Warren 40-yard line. And I think it looks like they're going to back this one up on North Mahaska.
For what?
Blocking the block. Yeah. A hold. The holding penalty was after a good return by Hibbler.
They're
going to bring the ball back to the North Mahaska on their own 44. They're going to take over first and 10 with 2:58 to go in the first quarter.
So would you call that a 10-yard return?
Not close, because he picked up the 40. So Dad had only about 4 yards on the return.
44-yard line.
Relic side go behind Richards in the offset eye. Wanders far side. They're going to roll out. Got Kohler coming down the middle of the field. He makes the catch at the 45, down inside the 40. They mark him down about the 43. I'm sorry, the 37. The 37. The other way.
Yeah, you're on the other wall.
On the other 40.
Back down about the 38-yard line.
Big pickup, Richard.
Bring
another Warhawk first down. But tonight, they'll all be Warhawk first downs.
That's right. Just like you're going to be a Warhawk touchdown.
Warhawk touchdown. 2:52 to go in the first quarter. See North Mahaska leading 1-6. Fortell in motion. Get a handoff to the right side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to go past the 35. Dragon center down close to the 30. The mark him short down about the 31. Pick up of 8 on first down.
Hughes in there on the tackle.
Hughes on the side for Southeast Warren. Second short, second about 2. He picked up, I think I'm getting second 3, so pick up of 7 on first down.
Hey, I got some scores.
Got some scores going there. Ball on the far side of the field. Bortel in the slot. Wanders far side. Handoff's going to the back. That's Rutledge off the left side. He's going to make it down inside the 30, the 25. He's going to force his way down inside the 20, fall forward. It's going to be enough for a first down as he needed 3. He picked up about 10. First and 10, North Mahaska on the Southeast 18-yard line.
Hughes is on the tackle.
What scores you got for us, Tommy?
BGM Brooklyn, 7, Pekin, 7.
7-7, that's a big game in the district.
Linville Soli is up over Montezuma, 7-0.
I believe the only loss Pekin's got on was at the Sigourney-Kyoto game, that backyard brawl. 4 receivers set for Richards. Richards is going to take the direct snap and run off right side. Pick up about 5, going to bring up second 5 for the North Mahaska Warhawks.
And I know that some people are, Albia is ahead of Eddyville, 6-0.
Albia looking to go unbeaten in the regular season. Both those teams headed to the playoffs. I know there was some talk of maybe getting the Albia quarterback some rest, but that's a close game. I look to see them try and finish it off. 4 receivers set here for Richard. Richard's going to toss a near side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to make it around the corner, up past the 10.
To the 5.
Down to the 5.
6 or 5.
Just short of the, just beyond the 5. They're going to have a first and goal.
On the left side. Mosier on the top.
Mosier on the top for Southeast Warren.
6-yard line.
Going to mark it at the 6. First and goal to go from the 6-yard line. Beautiful evening here in Lacona, Iowa.
Minute 10 left, first quarter. Warhawks 6, Warhawks 20.
They both Nebraska variety, leaving this one 20-6. First and goal goes single back behind Richards. He's going to hand off right side to Stockdale.
Touchdown.
6 yards. It's going to score.
Touchdown.
Well, 58 seconds go in the first quarter. North Mahaska leading this one now 26-6. They'll line up and go for two.
This is the most points they scored. Oh, this is tied. No, well, they got to get the 2 points. Never mind. I'll be quiet.
Going back to that English Valley game, I think we ended that one with a 28. Denver was 34-14, I believe.
Yep, 34-14.
Offset eye by Richards on the attempt. Handoff's going to be right side to the head back of Rutledge. And Rutledge is going to be drugged down well behind the line of scrimmage by Metzler. Hertzler, I'm sorry. Cameron Hertzler. Hertzler back out on the field. Yeah. So no good on the attempt with 58-8 in the first quarter. North Pasco leading this one 26-6 over Southeast Warren. Do you have any other Oskaloosa score posted yet, Tyler?
I did not see one.
The first quarter is coming to a close. We want to thank Crow Row Antiques, Progressive New Sharon, Gardner, Collier Jewelry, American Cleaning. If you guys, anybody out there listening, stop into some of those businesses. Let them know that you listen to us on KIIC. You enjoy what we're bringing. And we'll look forward to bringing you to the 2014 version, but not before we wrap up this 2013 version of Friday Night Lights.
I know my wife. Her first teaching job is down in Mount Air, Iowa. Mount Air.
Mount Air. Leading that fellow Christian team.
And that's about the only scores we got.
Okay, Rocky, that's down the field.
7:45. So some of these other games, the 3A, 2A and 3A games, as they get kicked off, we'll bring you those as we get them. Paul Peter back to kick for North Mahaska.
Oh, come on, let me kick.
Mosler, Hertzler back to receive along with Hoke. Low line drive kick. Come up. Hoke's going to go ahead and take a knee on it at the 30.
On about the 30-yard line.
I think they're still working on Lawler. They're out on the sidelines. They've got him wrapped up with the jacket. Still down on the sidelines. They got him wrapped up in the jacket. I think his NC 2013 season is over for all intents and purposes. Hoke in the shotgun. He's got Mosier beside him. Four receivers set for Southeast Warren. Takes a snap, hand off to Mosier around the right side, and he's stood up and driven back to that North Mahaska defensive line.
Hoke hands off to Mosier, the ball carrier.
Want to mention, this is the last game for these two seniors. Brock Colpeter, Aaron Boonder.
And then we bring up second down. Number 20.
Chase Kohler, I'm sorry, there's all of them. Last game for these seniors, and senior night last week in New Sharon, as they recognize them. Hoke in the shotgun, Mosier to his right. Four receivers set, two receivers each side.
There's ghosts up here.
Hand goes in motion. They're going to hand off near side.
Oh,
ball on the ground. Ball on the ground is four North Mahaska defenders fighting for the ball.
They're going to punch each other.
North Mahaska football. As you know, the last series for Southeast Warren, every time they tried to hand off the ball, they got a little man in motion play. Twice in a row, that's resulted in a fumble for Southeast Warren.
Hey, did you see who picked up that fumble?
Who was that?
Holpeter.
Holpeter, they're on the play. So 12.9 to go in the first quarter. North Mahaska Warhawks going to take over on Southeast Warren, 25-yard line. Offset eye. Fortell in motion.
Penalty.
Richards in with a hard snap. I think he got one of his own guys.
He got me on that.
Tommy was trying to run a little quicker on that one. Nope, they're going to get down on the defense. So with the hard count, Richard was able to get an offside or procedure penalty on Southeast Warren. Going to make it a first and five, moving it down to the 20-yard line. Second five from the Southeast Warren.
Did you call it encroachment?
Encroachment, defensive offside. In high school, I think it's just all procedural.
Who knows?
They don't get exact. Well, if Asker breaks the huddle. Rutledge and Stockdale behind Richards. We're telling the slot handoff. They're going to fake the handoff. The pass is going to be intended for Kohler down to the 10, down to the 9. He did catch it. As he went down, pass was a little underthrown, but Kohler was still able to come down with it.
That should be on ESPN's top plays because I see that every week, and it's like, okay.
So pickup of 11 for North Mahaska, and the first down is going to stop the clock with 8:1 to go in the first quarter.
Was complete.
This first quarter is like a never-ending quarter.
This is a first down on the...
Down inside, Nicholas Cox. Yeah, the Tommy buzzer. So the first quarter comes to a close. North Mahaska, well in control of this one, leading at 26-6, as they're going to flip the side into the field with Southeast Warren.
Hey, we might see some more action.
Hopefully see a little more action in the second quarter. Well, thank our first quarter sponsors, Conroe Antiques, Progressive New Sharing, Gardner Collier Jewelry, and American Cleaning. That brings up our second quarter sponsors. This second quarter brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy. Not yet, Tommy. No. Medicap Pharmacy, Michelle Heidebrink and the Medicap pharmacists, they're knowledgeable, professional, and caring. The staff knows me and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take time to answer my questions. I know they care, and that's why I go to Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. The Bryan Seed Company, I want to thank Kelly Bryan, who also plugged KB's Own Auto down there in Oskaloosa. Them sponsors, they're your sole suggested dealer.
Well,
the Tennessee Advisor located in Oskaloosa and distributed for the surrounding area. A full line of NK Beans, Golden Harvest Corn. For more information, contact Kelly Bryan, 641-660-2251. Any more stores, Kelly?
Enjoy yourself.
You're talking about IICC number 6.
And I mean, look. Wayne 14, Victor 0. Pleasantville 21, English Valley 0. Van Buren 16, Danville 0. West Branch 28, Cardinal Eldon 0. We got this play.
Lines on the field. We got motion.
So it looks like procedural against North Mahaska is going to back them up. That first and goal to go from the 9. So first play of the second quarter ends up being a procedural penalty back up 5.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to give him first and goal to go on the 14.
On the 14-yard line.
Richard's in the huddle. Again, after the football game tonight, join us. The locker room show live from the White Buffalo in Alvia. Richards under center, going to hand off left side to Stockdale. Stockdale cut back around the edge. And there he's met by a couple of Southeast Warren defenders. Going to make it up to about the 12. Pick up a 2 on first down. It's going to bring up second goal to go from the 12.
Now we're 7:38
in the second quarter. North by Warhawks leading this one 26-6. Offset eye behind Richards, Rutledge and Stockdale. Bortel in the slot. Wanders near side. Richards going to roll out near side. He's got Wanders in the end zone. Oh, through his hands and over his head for Wanders as he had the man open. Richards had him there, and Wanders was not able to come back with him. Incomplete pass. Going to bring up a third down for North Mahaska. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 11:14 to go in the second quarter. Third and goal to go from the 12.
Are we going to get a touchdown?
I think we should.
So do I.
I think we should. Four receivers set for Richards. Two receivers both sides. Stockdale in the backfield with him. Drops out. Got a little bit of a... Oh. And Stockdale's able to catch it. Get inside the 5. Down close to the goal line. There, a little screen pass.
About on the 1-yard line right there.
Down to the 1. Going to bring it 4th and goal to go.
1-yard line.
Third goal to go from the 12. They pick up 11. So just short of the goal line. Going to bring up a 4th down.
I got a question for you, Wendell.
What's that?
How come a bird that big can't fly?
So, something about speed of the air and over the wings. It's dynamics of physics. 2-back set. Richard's going to keep it himself behind center. Richard did it for the touchdown. North Mahaska score. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
That's our new touchdown dance. With 10:33 to go in the second quarter, North Mayaska punches it in from 1 yard out. Richards keeps it himself. That puts it 32, North Mayaska 32, Southeast Warren 6. As we had a little flash of brilliance from that Southeast Warren team, taking a 67-yard pass play in the first quarter. But it has been all North Mayaska ever since. Two fumbles.
North Mayaska lines up for a 2-point.
Penalties for the Southeast Warren team. Offset eye behind Richards. He's going to fake it. Pass is going to be instead and dropped by Kohler. Oh.
There's a discrepancy.
There was a motion by that far official that it was good. Then it looked like he dropped it.
Is it good or is it not good?
I'm not sure. They're still talking about whether they got it or not. It looked like he caught it, but then defender came in and knocked it down. I don't think he completed the catch. We're still waiting. Still waiting for... we still don't have a motion from the referee, but the PA announcer said it was good. It looked like he had it, and then it was knocked out of his hands. But I guess they're going to rule that he had it long enough to count the points. So with all the 10:33 to go in the first half, Southeast Warren trailing this one 34-6. Really, all you got to do is touch the ball, and the reception happens. So, well, it's kind of like crossing the goal line. And whatever happens after that, it's over. It's over. Touchdown's there.
Well, last week, I saw him catch a pass out of the back of the end zone.
Really true. We had one about 5 yards too deep that was called a touchdown last week, too.
That's
bad memories for the North Mayaska team is apparently they were playing Canadian football rules in the depth of the end zone. Kicked by Polpeter. Going to check up about the 25. It's taken by Hertzler. Hertzler around the near side, up past the 40. Going to be tripped up.
Hertzler is returned by number 8.
Going to get the ball up to about the 44-yard line. Going to give Southeast Warren a 1st and 10. With 10:27 to go in the second quarter. Any scores?
No. Friend of mine, I know he can't hear me, but I think I should say hi, Nick Hindle. He's hearing impaired, but, you know.
Oh, that's probably why he can't hear you. So 1st and 10, Oak in the shotgun, 5 receiver set for Southeast Warren. He takes it, going to throw it up. He's got a man there. Oh, throw it behind. Pass is set for number 5, Zach Baker. Baker was there, able to get a hand on it, but just thrown far enough behind him, not able to make the reception.
Brooklyn 14, Pekin 7.
BTM over Pekin 14-7 right now.
Leadville Sully 14, Montezuma 0.
Leadville 14-0 over that Monty team. Hook back in the shotgun, 5 receiver set. Can step back in the pocket, throw it up for grabs. He's got Hertzler. Oh, it's Hertzler. Hershel was there, but great defense by Bortel on the play. Bortel went back to get the ball, too. Great defense.
Excellent.
Ball falls incomplete. Got to bring up a 3rd and 10 with 10:15 to go in the second quarter.
Brings up 3rd and 10 with the Southeast Warren Warhawks.
Incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 10:15 to go.
Defense. Oh, you got to do the clapping, Wendell. Defense.
We're on the wrong side of the field for that. 4 receivers set for Southeast Warren. Mosher in the backfield with Hoke.
We got a rush.
Hoke's going to take the pitch. We come back to Hertzler. Hertzler catches it. Great catch by Hertzler. But he's going to be drugged down with no gain on the play.
Bortel.
Bortel in on the stop.
Didn't let him get anything.
Bortel, he's all over the field tonight.
Yeah. Is there more than one Portels out there?
and 9.
The 4th and they give him about a half yard on the play. Bring up a 4th and 9. Southeast Warren going to go ahead and go for it. 4th and 9. Hoke in the backfield. Mosier to his right. Hoke takes the snap. They throw it up for grabs.
Interception.
Intercepted, and then returned by Simmons.
By 81,
I'm sorry. Gleason. That's what I thought. Freshman Gleason doesn't play. I saw a 1 and a 0, but I was reading it backwards. So interception by Gleason on the 35-yard line. Turned it a couple yards. Going to give North Mayaska a 1st down It looked like Southeast Warren was just kind of throwing it up, hoping something good happened.
Yeah, every once in a while I get dyslexic too.
My dyslexia knows no bounds. And I say that completely politically incorrect because that's not something to joke about. So.
No.
High formation behind Richards. We're telling the slot. Wanders near side. They're going to pitch it far side. Stogdo around the left side. He's going to be up past the 45 to the 50. Into the secondary. Up past in, knocked out of bounds.
They got a hanky.
Brought down by Newcliffe.
Hanky on the field. Looks like they're getting Mosier here for a
first foul, face mask. Face mask against the warehouse.
Against Southeast Warren.
The other
so
far.
A pickup on first and 10, a pickup of a good 20. Close to 20, I should say. We'll see if they're going to attack the penalty on the end of the play. At the end of Stogdale was knocked out of bounds at the Southeast Warren 40-yard line. And that was a personal foul, so that would be a 15-yard penalty for the...
All the way, it's first down.
Yep, Warhawk first down. But they're tonight, they're all Warhawk first downs. So, right out of bounds at the 40. That's going to give North Nebraska the ball first and 10 from the Southeast Warren 25-yard line. Clock stops at 9:21 to go in the first half with the penalty.
Albia 13, Eddyville 0.
Albia looking to go unbeaten. Good Blue Demon team. Looking forward to the playoffs next week. So I believe they're on the road. So I take that back. I believe they're home. I think they're home next week. Eddyville goes on the road.
Pleasantville 41, English Valley 0.
English Valley team having a tough year.
25 for first and 10.
Fortell goes in motion. Offset eye behind Richards. Coming near side. Richards going to run. Oh,
hit as he threw.
Mosier hits him as he throws.
Pass
intended for Fortell.
Mortel, that's incomplete.
I think there's about 8 Mortels on the field at any one time.
You know, that's, you know, I wonder if they do that trick play, the skip pass.
The skip pass? I don't think that works unless you throw it backwards.
Right.
That skip pass is legal.
Right. Throw it backwards, do a skip pass. It'll
a backwards thrown skip pass followed by a double punt or a double kick. Second 10 on the incomplete pass. Offset eye behind Richards. We're on the slot. Wanders near side. Handoff's going to be to Rutledge. Up past the, down to the 20, the 15, the 10. Got one man to beat. And he's going to drag. Going to drag about 3 Southeast Warren defenders into the end zone. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Rutledge taking it 25 yards to the house. On second 10. Puts North Nebraska up 40-6.
And he's going to tackle him into the end zone.
Hey, you know, if you score 91 points, a team can file a bullion.
Well, I saw that. And I don't know where it was out of, but I heard that people think it was out of Texas. Yeah, a team winning at 91-0, and then they filed bullying charges against the other team. Yeah, starters and second team were out after the first quarter, and it was still. But they just do things differently in Texas. Pitch is going to be far side on the attempt. Stockfield just making a run for the pylon, and he is in.
You know that team down in Texas, their team that scored 91 points was ranked number one in Texas.
That's saying something.
And, yeah, I mean, those boys down there, they play football.
Well, we play football here too, Tommy. It's 11-on-11 offense versus defense. But Texas is a little different of a
football down there in Texas is a religion.
I don't disagree with that. Two points tacked on with the try. North Nebraska leading this one 42-6. As they have been in control after that 67-yard pass play by Southeast Warren tied it up with about 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. And then it's just been all North Nebraska football ever since then. 8:56 to go. We're getting Fulby are getting set to kick off. His leg might be getting tired, Tommy. We may have to have you go down and kick a couple of kickoffs.
Can I wear my boots?
Absolutely.
All right.
It's easier with steel toes.
Yes, it is.
So 8:56 to go. Hertzler back to receive. Hertzler Hoek back to receive for Southeast Warren.
Cameron Hertzler back deep.
We're kind of new coming into this week. The Southeast Warren team, you can tell by the numbers, has just kind of been beat up, and you've only got a handful of reserves on the sideline. Paul Peter, low line drive kick, taking it to the 30, up past the 35, going to be dragged out to the close to the 40, see where they spot it.
Justin takes the ball. We're on the right side.
That's number 66, Justin Sherman, for Southeast Warren.
8-yard line.
Able to return at 8 yards. This is a 38. They're going to mark it at 39, so 9-yard return.
Timeout.
North Mahaska is going to take a timeout and talk about it.
You got some sponsors at that.
I do, and I'm going to go ahead and hit a few more of them because if this keeps up, well, the second half is going to fly. But Medicaid Pharmacy, Brian Seed Company, Kelly Bryan. And again, if you see any of these individuals, please, please, please visit our sponsors. Let them know you heard them on KIIC and you appreciate what they're doing. We thank all the guys back in the studio for helping us. We thank all the schools we visited this year, room in the press box, just room all the way around to help us with it. But we just want to thank Voice U.S. Cellular. Hell of a better with Voice U.S. Cellular. They're the company who puts the people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop in one of their four locations, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, and New Sharon, today and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello, better boys, U.S. Cellular. Slumberland, when it comes to relaxation, nothing beats the plush of playing club. When it comes to saving more, nobody beats Slumberland Furniture. Shop up to 55% off their list of reclining sofas and chairs. And I tell you one thing, Tommy, I enjoy a reclining sofa.
Yes, you need to get one.
Bedrooms, mattresses, including Sealy, Posturepedic, and Beauty Rest.
But get it after you move.
That's right. That's what we get your new house. We will need a new mattress. So Hope back with a four receiver set for Southeast Warren. Mosier in the backfield with him in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Going to roll out near side. Pass is complete up to the 45. Oh, the defender up past the 50. Pass is complete to Tanner Allen.
Colter and Hibbler.
Colter and Hibbler in on the start.
9 yard line.
Dumont in on the play. Another
first down. Another
freshman on this defense.
That is right.
For the North Fast for Warhawks.
We're killing Hibbler on the pat.
Scoring quick to the ball. Another four receiver set. Mosier in the backfield next to Hope. Complete pass gives Southeast Warren a first down. This pass too far in front of number five.
Too
much. Zach Baker.
Put too much mustard on that one.
Baker.
Just in the front of Baker. He had Baker there. Baker was open in the flat. That far side. Incomplete pass, stops the clock with 8:35 to go in the second quarter. This is like the first half that will last forever. Southeast Warren ball near side of the field. Four receivers set, two receivers both sides. Mosier in the back.
Oh, the ball's up
and out half. And Hope just going to fall on it. As Hope took his eyes off the snap.
Quarterback.
Lost an 11.
The 38-yard line.
Going to bring up a second, I'm sorry, third and 21 after the incomplete pass and then the mishandled snap by Hope. But I don't think he had a chance with that. It was a little too far to one side.
It was a nice try.
Nice try. North Mahaska dominating this one in the first half, leading it 42-6. Hope in the backfield, four receivers, two each side. Mosier goes down the flat, little screen pass. Mosier, he's going to catch the ball, make it up past the 40. Dodge a defender, and that's the 45, going to be brought down
by Spolstra.
Hope to Mosier.
Yeah, I believe it's Spolstra on the play.
He runs it up to the 45-yard line.
Dumont in on the stop as well for North Mahaska. Going to bring up a fourth and about 15 for Southeast Warren.
It's going to be a proud parent, Dumont.
Freshman starting on this defense. Shotgun, four receivers set. Hope's going to tuck it and try and take it. He's going to get four to get up to about midfield, but that's it. On fourth and 15, he's only going to pick up five.
Gets back up to the 50-yard line.
And with that one, North Mahaska is going to take over on down.
North Mahaska.
This is the half that will.
Williams in on that tackle.
we've had a couple of these this year. The first half just a half that roll.
And
7:21 to go. Turnover on downs for Southeast Warren. Is going to give North Mahaska the ball back. Starting right at midfield. So they're going to go ahead. North Mahaska is going to take a timeout and talk about it.
Oh.
So when they do that, we always thank our sponsors. Boyd U.S. Cellular, I started reading that one earlier. Hello, better with Boyd U.S. Cellular. Four locations, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, New Sharon. Started reading that one as well. Relax and save. Shop the big reclining and more sale only at Slumberland Furniture. See hours and directions at slumberland.com, located off Highway 23 in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center.
You need a new reclining sofa.
I do need a new reclining sofa.
So are you going to go talk to them?
I will.
All right.
I know we need mattresses. Stop in.
You got to get them after you move in, because I don't want to have to move them again.
That's true. Move them into storage, and then we'll move them out of storage. Also, with the Community First Credit Union and your voice that's powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting, and your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at c1styourvoice.com. Like them on Facebook. They are federally insured by the NCUA, the National Credit Union Association.
I was going to ask you what that meant.
North Mayasco Warhawks take over. First and 10 from midfield.
We got a new quarterback.
That's going to be near side. Yeah, we got a whole new pickup of three.
Spolstra.
In on the rush right side. Handoff for Bortels. We got Bortel under center. Bortel can do it all. He plays the secondary. He plays the slot, and now he's in a quarterback.
And he has played linebacker.
Okay, he's played linebacker as well.
A gain of about 3 yards on the play.
Got Bortel under center. Stacked eye behind him. Comes up the line. Gets the man leaning. And it's going to be the Spolster on the left side. Up past the 45, down about the 41. Marcus Ford Progress going to bring up a third and short for North of Hampton.
Also the carrier. Baker and Sherman on the tackle.
Baker and Sherman on the tackle. Spolster, another one of the freshmen, playing on this North Mahaska team. Offset eye behind Bortel. Man in the slot. Receiver near side. Bortel takes the snap. Going to roll out far side. Try and throw across his body. He's got a man there, but underthrown. Ball intended for Cole Roosevelt.
Incomplete.
Bortel had a man in his face. Wasn't able to turn. Make a good throw. Kind of threw on the move and across his body. Just ended up short of Cole Roosevelt.
Hey,
Brooklyn 17, Pekin 7 at half.
BGM up 17-7 at half against that Pekin team.
Liberal solely 14, Montezuma 0.
14-0 halftime. As we've seen all of those teams here this year, there are some good teams in this District 6. Hotel's going to roll out near side. Got a man. Oh, through the hands.
To the hands of
Milan DeYoung.
Hotel pass for DeYoung.
DeYoung was there. Just threw his hands.
Bobby Ford will take over on down.
Great pass by Hotel. He was able to set his feet, get a little zip on the ball, but just too much for DeYoung to handle. So on fourth and two, turnover on downs. Fox tops with 5:36 to go here in the second quarter. So you're listening to first half Warhawk action, North Mahaska Warhawks on KIIC feed number 6. IIC Radio, all the scores, one station. Southeast Warren's going to take over. First and 10, ball marked just beyond the 40. That's the 41. Four receivers set for Hope. Mosier in the backfield. Man comes in motion. Got back to pass. Pass caught by Hertzler. Hertzler going to make it up to about the 48.
Hertzler.
Pickup of seven. Good catch by Hertzler.
47-yard line.
They put that man in motion from the near side. Then Hertzler, quick play across. Southeast Warren, hurry up to the ball. Again, a four receiver set. Poking the shotgun. Man goes in motion. Again, they're going to make the handoff. Poke's going to drop it. Oh, is he getting away from a tackler?
Loss of 2-3.
Parker Davis guarding pressure in the backfield. Davis was able to get enough.
Davis been on the tackle.
Enough to knock him down. So four, he's going to bring up a third and five for Southeast Warren. Inside 5 minutes to go, the second quarter. Get two receivers, both sides. Hope with Mosier in the backfield, shotgun. Hope takes the snap. Ball on the field. The ball is knocked out. Great play by Madison Fawcett. As Fawcett fought over his man and got into the backfield and was able to knock the ball loose. Southeast Warden falls on it, and that's going to bring up a fourth and a very long
loss of 12.
going to call it.
Offensive pressure on the quarterback.
They're bringing up fourth and 17, fourth and 18.
Fourth and about
18.
17.
Oh, 17. I said that. So fourth and 17 for Southeast Warren with 4:26 to go, and Hertzler's going to be back to kick. Bortel back standing on his own 35. Good keep on Hertzler.
Ball down.
The ball checks up about the 40.
Down by
Southeast Warren's
going
to ball on him.
37.
14 to go in the second quarter.
We're going to mark it just short of 40.
39 on the 30-yard line.
Hey, you know what time we started this quarter? Forever ago. We started at 7 or 8 o'clock.
First down for Bud Haskins on the 39-yard line.
But, well, you throw 42 points in the first half. It takes a while to do that. North Mahaska going to be taking over first and 10, ball marked on their own 40-yard line with 4:14 to go. Portell under center, offset eye behind him, two receivers near side. He's going to roll all pass intended for 47, Cole Rosendahl. Because Rosendahl just took off from that tight end spot, had him there, just wasn't able to ring it in. So, covering up second and 10, clock stops at 4:09 with the incomplete pass.
Cat just walked out.
We have a community cat here in the press box at Southeast Warren. Portell under center, offset eye behind him. Handoff's going to be the up back, and he's met the line of scrimmage and driven back. It's 28, Brandt Fleener. Fleener in on the carry for North Mahaska. I'm bringing up a third and about 12.
Looking on the carry, lost it down. They lost his yardage.
Inside 4 minutes to go. Lost it. They did lose it down there, too.
They lost it down. They lost yards.
That went down as well. They lost yards. They lost it down, too.
Take it whatever way you
want. 3:38 to go here in the second quarter. Third and 13 from North Mahaska. Bortel under center. Stacked eye behind him. Two tight ends. He's going to roll out near side. He's going to tuck it. Come back up. Field up past the 40. 45. Going to be drugged down about
the
47.
Caught by number 9, Tanner Allen.
Great pickup by Bortel as he just rolled out near side, had three blockers in front of him and was able to make it forward. Gonna be short, bring up a fourth and 3.
Gains about 6 yards of the play, brings up fourth and 3.
He's gonna call it 6. I'm gonna give him 9 because it was a third and 13.
Oskaloosa 6, Knoxville 0.
Oskaloosa up on that Knoxville team 6-0. So we're inside 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. North Mahaska leading this one 42-6. Stacked eye behind Portell. Portell's just going to keep it running around the right side. Three blockers in front of him up past midfield. Nothing. Oh. Down to the 45. Great pickup by Portell.
Outside.
He ran somebody over.
Needed 3. He got 8.
He ran him over.
Great lead blocking by, I believe, Spolstra. Fleener.
Blake Bauer on the stop for Southeast Warren.
So with that one brings up the first and 10 from Southeast Warren's 45. North Mahaska offset eye behind Portell. Portell's going to pitch near side. That's going to be Spolstra. Spolstra's hit the backfield and driven back. Pulled down for a loss of 5.
And off to number 22.
Hughes in on the stop for Southeast Warren. Jordan Hughes, senior on the Southeast Warren team. Tonight, senior here at Southeast Warren, they were able to have a little ceremony. All of the seniors, the senior football players, and the senior cheerleaders.
Last band members
go. 1:56 to go in the second quarter before halftime. Offset eye behind Bortel. Man in the slot. They're going to fake the pitch backside. Bortel tries to throw, and he's going to be driven back. He's going to lose about 10 on the play.
Josh Mosier.
Mosier hit on the stop for Southeast Warren.
By Mosier. Brings up third and long.
They're going to bring up a third and about 25 for North Mahaska with 1:26 to go before halftime. Portell looked like he was going to try and spin away from him, and Mosier was able to keep a hand on him and drove him back and able to pull him down just inside the 40. So third and 25, a minute 11 to go in the second quarter. Stacked eye behind Bortel. Now they're going to whistle us. The tight end on that far side got going a little early.
Yeah,
look at Rosendahl. Yeah, Rosendahl took the hard count and wasn't able to keep it down. So
5 yards penalty brings it up.
Another 5 yards going to bring up a third and 30. Ball down inside the 35-yard line in Dorf-Mahaska. Penalty stops the clock with a minute 3 to go before halftime. Clock's moving. Now the clock, they whistle the clock ready for play. Stacked eye behind Bortel. Spolstra back in the running back. Spolstra's going to take the handoff over the left side. That's past the 40. 45, midfield 50. Going to make it back about to the original line of scrimmage. About a yard at the original line of scrimmage. On third and 30, he picked up a good 18. Going to bring up fourth and 11, fourth and 12.
Brings up third and about 11. Or fourth and 11, sorry. Alan and Jimenez on
the even got the, I think he even got the PA announcer here.
North Maskin just sit on
about 20
one.
Seconds to go. Bortel come up to the line of scrimmage. I think it's going to be all right. We just let the clock wind down in the second quarter.
They're just going to sit on it.
Yeah. Play clock as we wind down 2-1. As we break for halftime, all North Mahaska in the first half. North Mahaska leads 6. We're going to take a break here real quick for halftime. We're going to come back. Give us about 15 minutes. We'll come back and break down the first half for you. We'll bring you the second half of week number 10. Friday Night Lights, North Mahaska. Warhawk football leading Southeast Warren Warhawks 42-6.
Warhawks over Warhawks. I'm going to give you some score updates. Albia 20, Eddyville, Lakesburg, Fremont 0, third quarter. Fairfield 7, Sheraton 21, second quarter. HLV Victor 8, Wayne 14. CMB Baxter 21, Davis County 7. Brooklyn 17, Deacon 7, third quarter. Austin Regina 10, Sigourney Kyoto 0. Bondurant Farrar 14, East Kim Monroe 6. South Tama 0, Grinnell 0. Ludville Sully, 21, Montezuma, 0, fourth quarter. Mount Air, 20, Bella Christian, 7, third quarter. Washington, 35, Centerville, 3, second quarter. Pleasantville, 41, English Valley, 0, Buren, 30, Danville, 8. West Branch, 41, Cardinal Eldon, 0. Oskaloosa, 6, Knoxville, 0. Pella 21, Winterset 7, Norwalk 23, Carlisle 7, Twin Cedars 46, Tri-County, and like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with a fucking hat.
And here I am, clock running out on halftime, all North Mahaska in that second quarter. See North Mahaska leading us from 42-6. Last game for these six seniors on North Mahaska's team. It was senior night here in Southeast Warren. Saw the JV first team get a few snaps. Spolstra and Bortel. Bortel under center. Spolstra a couple runs here in the second quarter. So with that 42-6 lead, going to see a running clock here for most part of the second half. Unless Southeast Warren Warhawk team can come out and come up with something here pretty quick.
Hey, you think Dumont's going to start second half quarterback?
We'll see. Looks like Bortel got the majority of the snaps after Richards sat down, which, you know, Richards is a senior, probably a pretty good feeling to know he only has to put about a quarter and a half into this game. They're gonna go out, these six seniors, as winners. It doesn't matter what the score is or if they won or lost tonight. They're all
winners in my book.
Going to go out as winners as they play their heart out here in this 2013 Friday Night Lights. So as we get ready to kick off the second half, as Paul Peter. Hertzler back to receive for Southeast One. Little line drive kick, bounces the 30. Going to be picked up the 28, up past the 30. He's going to slip a tackle. is going to be pulled out of bounds close to the 38.
Mosier
caught that one on a one-hop, but was able to return up to the 37-yard line. Gosh, Southeast Florida is going to take over first and 10.
With the tackle?
Shutting the door.
If I shut the door, it's not windy up here. Weird how that works. So 11:27 to go in the third quarter. Where you're listening to second half action. North Mahaska Warhawks, Southeast Warren Warhawks. We're here in Lacona, Iowa.
Warhawk country.
Warhawk country, Battle of the Warhawks. Handoff's going to be the right side. Number 9.
Handoff from Hope to Allen.
Allen's met at the line of scrimmage.
Lose about
a yard, so that's going to bring up second 11 for Southeast Warren.
Colton Davis on the track back.
Davis drug back a few yards. So a tackle for loss for Davis, and that's going to bring up a second 11 with 10:50 to go in the third quarter.
I really wouldn't know what you call that. You know, he's dragging him back. And
North Mahaska leading this one, all North Mahaska in the first half, 42-6. North Mahaska over Southeast Warren. High formation behind Hope, two receivers, one each side. Pitch is going to be out to the right side. It's ball on the ground. The pitch was the number 21, maybe 22, is that Carruthers?
Ball goes to the ground.
Yeah, it's Carruthers. Pitch was to the right side of Carruthers. He dropped the ball, but didn't fall back. Picked up about a yard. Back to the original line of scrimmage, going to bring up a 3rd and 10.
Leg bold on the
tackle.
Leg bold on the tackle.
Leg bold. And leg bold's another one of these seniors. Getting set, laced it up here for the last time tonight. Clock continues to run as the deficit of being 36 points. We're going to be on a continuous clock here in the second half. Eye formation behind Oak, receiver both sides. He's going to roll out far side. Hope's got a man there. Ball falls incomplete in front of Blake Bauer. Bauer was on the far side of the field in the flat.
Incomplete.
It's going to bring up a fourth down for Southeast
Warren.
Clock continues to run.
Punt team comes out.
North Mahaska leading this one 42-6.
I think, yep.
Yep. Hertzler in the punt for Southeast Warren.
Hertzler back to punt for Southeast Warren.
I just said that. Gleason back on his own 35-yard line to receive for North Mahaska.
Gleason back to receive.
Hey, they're listening to us.
They may. Snatched low in front of Hertzler. He's going to take off to the sideline. Up past the 40-45. He's going to be knocked out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it.
Fortell.
They pass. There's a run up to the 45-yard line.
45. They needed 11. He got about 9. He had 11, he got 9. Turnover on downs for Southeast Warren is going to give North Mahaska a 1st and 10. And Richards is back in for this series. They keep the clock rolling. Went inside 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Warhawk, battle of the Warhawks.
Stockhill back in.
Fortell on the slot, goes in motion, wanders out to the far side. Handoff's going to be left side to Stockdale. He cuts back upfield, up past the 40. Mark forward progress down about the 39. Gain of 7 on the play.
40-yard line.
Gain of 7 is going to bring up second 3.
Bring up second about 3 yards.
I think they are listening to me. I'm going to start talking quieter.
Sorry, you got it.
8 minutes to go. Now, these guys here in the booth, Southeast Warren, been very hospitable. Good hot chocolate tonight, good hot dogs, Supreme Nachos and Primo. We're going to be experts at eating at the football field. Hand off to right side, Stagler, and he's going to take it all the way to the house. Second and short. Stagler takes it off the right side and takes it 39 yards all the way to the house. With that score, going to put North Mahaska up 48-6. See if they line up to try for a pair on this one. I don't think we've seen this North Mahaska team try for an extra point.
First game, we had
one.
North Mahaska line
hit the crossbar. Two back set. Handoff's going to be to Rutledge. Butler's going to run over the left side. Got a defensive Great blocking on the far side. Rutledge runs it in for two. With that one, North Mahaska go on top 50. Southeast Warren 6. 7:46 to go. The only stoppage of play will be after a score. So clock stops with 7:46 to go in the third quarter. And North Mahaska takes it, two plays? After the punt, takes it two plays, close to 65 yards for the score.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
7:46 to go in the third quarter. North Mahaska leading this one 50.
Hey, you got any third quarter sponsors to thank?
Third quarter sponsors, we do. It's a good idea, Tommy. We don't want to forget because of this second half flies by. We're going to think of the people who got their Maple Ridge for the assisted living. Memory care in Oskaloosa. We want to thank them as we turn through the pages of our lives. We've all experienced times when we need a little extra help. Maple Ridge in Oskaloosa, we have created an assisted living environment that celebrates those memorable aspects of life, creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. They offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you and your loved one. Old Peter up to kick low, line drive kick. Hertzler touches it. He's going to take it at the 21, run him near sideline past the 30. Going to be hit. It's a 35 and falls forward.
Hertzler gets back up to about the 35-yard line.
Hit by number 30, Reese Strasser. Strasser able to drag him down.
Back up by number 30, Reese Strasser.
We are right underneath the PA.
No, we're not underneath the PA. We're underneath the speaker.
We're underneath the public address speaker. So brought down to 36. That's going to bring up a first and 10 for Southeast Warren. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. All North Mahaska as they lead this one 50-6. Two backs behind Hoke, two receivers set. And now it's going to be the Mosier, the up back. He's going to make it up past the 40 to the 42. Pole Peter.
They
could use a little less space.
Yeah.
Just rattle in the wall that we're standing behind.
I was saying why I'm getting pickled.
Second and five with 6:38 to go in the third quarter. Warhawks versus Warhawks. The battle of the Warhawks is all of North Mahaska tonight. Looking to send these six seniors off with a win tonight. Hoke up center, I formation behind, two receivers on each side. Get off skipping with Mosier. Mosier is met in the hole and driven back by most of North Mahaska defense. So no gain on the play. He's going to bring a flat and five. Hey, can we just call them Red Hawks and Green Hawks? You know what? We could do that.
No gain on the play.
The Red Warhawks and the Green Warhawks. Southeast Warren in the green pants and green jerseys this evening. Helmets. North Mahaska wearing red pants. I think earlier in the season, we made mention of the red pants.
Yeah, Ed Goumont made a comment to me about that.
But wearing the last week, they were the red on red, which was a good look.
Remind me of Tech Attack.
Hoke is my scrimmage. I think that's got more black, though. I finished mine, Hawk. Fish is going to be the right side. He's met by Legbull.
Oh,
Legbull. What a great play. Nibbler in there to help clean it up as well.
Made a good hit because he didn't hold anything back.
That's right. Legbold in on the stop. Nibbler there to clean it up. Loss of about three. It's going to bring up a fourth and eight with 5:15 to go in the third quarter.
Are they going to find
it? Brings up about seven.
Hertzler in the punt. I'm not sure why. They had a fake punt on the last one. Weren't able to get it.
Well, was it a fake or was it because of bad snap?
Could have been for a bad snap. The ball rolled back to Hurstler, and he picked it up and ran it for the sideline, just came up a little short. Well, they're going to run out in an offensive formation as Hope goes under center. He's going to roll that near side to throw the ball up. So good defense
by Wander.
Great defense by Wanders as Hurstler was trying to come back and get the ball. And with that fourth down, the play turns on the downs. North Mahaska is going to take a first and 10.
Exchange will be North Mahaska ball
on the 37-yard line.
38-yard line.
37-38. I think he's just disagreeing with me on purpose.
Yeah, he doesn't want to admit that he's listening to you.
Clock continues to run. We're down to about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. All North Mahaska in this one as they lead at 50-6. Do you want to mention the St. Louis Cardinals tying up the game last night? tied up the series one game apiece as they beat the Red Sox 1-1, headed back home for three. Stack die behind Richards. Handoff's going to be right side to Stockdale. Stockdale following his lead blockers up beyond the 35, down to the 30. Falls forward. Falls forward to the 29, so a pickup of the play. It's going to bring up a second very short for North Mahaska. The Red Warhawks. Red Hawks got scores. Got any scores, Tommy, update? No changes yet. No changes yet. And Oshkosh and Oshkosh scores kind of surprises me, as well as Oskaloosa, even though getting beat last week to one of the top teams in the state in Pella. Stacked eye behind Richards, hand off to the left side to Stockdale. Stockdale up past the 30, the 25.
He's gone.
He's going to reverse field and go back the other way.
He's gone.
Take it all the way for 29. Carson Stockdale.
Rides with Dodgehill.
Dodgehill. Takes it 29 yards for the score, and that puts North Mahaska at 56-6. 3:07 to go. Redhawks score. I want to thank Community First Credit Union for sponsoring us this year and Your Voice, powered by Community First. Your Voice is there to help young adults with questions. Two backs behind Richards. Handoff's going to be the up back. That's Pulpier.
Pulpier is the fullback.
Didn't you say that last week?
I was going to say Pulpier.
We're trying to see Pulpier in the fullback. He gets the ball and he runs it in for two. So on senior night, Richards hands it off to Pulpier and he takes it in for the extra attempt. So 3:07 to go, all North Mahaska here tonight as they lead this one 58-6. Get back to Community First. Your Voice is here to guide you through finances. Check their website at c1styourvoice.com. Like them on Facebook. We thank Community First for sponsoring us this year all year long. East Market and Grocery there in New Sharon. They're your locally home, your hometown locally owned grocery store, and they have a full meat and deli department, substation, lunch specials, home salads, fryer menu, heat and eat items, all for your convenience. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 3. And I'll tell you what, I've had
the subs, and they're good.
I've had their enchiladas out of the heat and eat menu. Very, very good. Take it home. We threw it in either a microwave or the oven, and yeah, you're looking especially, maybe a Sunday afternoon, not wanting to go home and prepare a full meal. Grab something from East Market and Grocery, something the whole family will love. Pulpier in the kick. Kicks it. Ball's going to check up. If it's going to fall by, Hertzler's going to go back inside his own 10-yard line to feel it. Come up the near sideline to the 50, the 20. Up past the 20, he's met by a couple defenders. Up past the 25, he's going to drag a couple guys.
Up about the 36-yard line. Brings up first down for the Southeast Long Warhawks.
They're going to spot the ball just beyond the 26, 27. So they're going to win the 27. So first and 10, Southeast Warren with 2:41 to go in the third quarter. All North Mahaska, New Sharon, all Warhawks. All Warhawks here tonight. Every touchdown tonight is led by a Warhawk. North Mahaska leading this one 58-6. Hoke under center, Mosier behind him. Receiver both sides, two tight ends in for Southeast Warren. He's going to draw back the pass. He's going to be hitting the backfield, driven back, a loss of about 7 on the play. Ball comes loose. Toward the end of the play there, Fawcett in on it, Legvold, Stodgehill.
Touchdown for a loss.
Everybody, yeah. Two-thirds of the Warhawk defense in on the stop. I like how
players come in. They go back here.
Richard, Stodgehill, Cole Peter, Kohler coming off the field. We're giving these seniors a hand as they come off the field.
Williams comes right on the field and goes, get out of here.
Legvold coming off. Second and 20. We're inside 2 minutes to go, minute 39. Pitch is going to be far side to Mosier. Mosier's going to cut back past the 25 to the 30. He's going to get to the sideline, and he's going to be down the sideline. Oh, what a hit from Gleason. He's still on his feet. Side the 20 to 10, the 5. Shakes another defender, and Mosier.
Mosier, the letter on the left side for a touchdown.
80 Alvin Warhawk. A Southeast Warren Mosier goes 80 yards for the score.
80-yard run for Mosier.
Wow. Minute 22 left. The clock's going to stop as Mosier. Gleason tried to put a hit on him. Wanders tried to chase him down. He dug it
across the line.
Able to sip from
him.
Way to the end of him.
Shake and bake.
That's about right. Bossier, he ran off right tackle and was able to get to the near sideline and just outrun the rest of the defense.
Shake and bake, and they help.
North Mahaska was running some of their younger players on the field. They go for two. Pitch is going to be right side to Mosier. Mosier's going to cut back, and he's going to make it in.
Mosier was good with a three-point accurate conversion.
So Mosier, after going 80 yards, he punches in the extra attempt for two. The clock's going to stop with a minute 22 to go in the third quarter. The Southeast Warren is able to get another one on the board. But all North Mahaska, they still lead this one 58-14.
Mosier, a 6'1", 190-pound junior.
And he's given up I'd say he's given up about 50 pounds to Gleason, if not that.
And probably
they don't have the height and weight listed for the North Mahaska players. But yeah, he's probably given up just a little bit. I don't know if I've got I don't have it on our sheets from the North Mahaska home games, but
maybe you tell some North Mahaska staff, hey, you guys gotta start putting the
Yeah, we need the heights and weights so we can start sizing up some of these guys. So Hertzler is going to go out to kick for Southeast Warren.
Caution.
Hibbler is still back to Stagio. No, that's not Stagio.
No, that is
30.
31.
Saucer? 31. I don't have a 31 for North Mahaska. Not that I see. Hertzler in the kick. High kick. That's going to be caught on a knee by Kohler.
You could have knocked somebody out.
Somebody was seriously injured.
Down to bottom.
Oh, it's a good thing you guys
first down.
Yeah. Kohler able to take a knee on that one just beyond midfield. North Mass going to take over first and 10. On their own 47-yard line. Clock continue to run with the deficit at 44. And then I think they will get a snap off before the third quarter comes to an end.
Maybe.
We're just getting ready to pass 9 o'clock.
It's past my bedtime.
Offset high. Two receivers set. And that's going to be the up back. That's Paul Peter. Paul Peter on the right side, past midfield, on the 45 to the 40.
He's still on his feet.
Still on his feet, down to the 38. They have Pulpeter in the fullback position for that one.
I like this.
Tommy's been asking for it for a week. And they finally give Brock the ball. And Brock runs up right side. I like this.
The game was
about 15.
It
took about 14 for Pulpeter.
It took all of Southeast Warren.
And about the 39-yard line.
Yeah, there's... So with the Tommy buzzer, our third quarter comes to a close as they reset the clock and flip the field.
Ooh.
That quarter sees North Mahaska go in for a couple scores. They're leading this one all 58-14. But the big play of the quarter came from junior Josh Mosier to the Southeast Warren team. They were able to take an 80-yard run for Mosier, and then a two-point conversion. Fourth quarter is going to be brought to you by Cargill of New Sharon. Cargill of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemical necessary for your farming operations. They carry corn and seed, beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications. Check the prepay options. I think we're in fall. We passed a lot of empty fields on the way over. Tonight we're in Lacona, Iowa. Week number 10. A Friday Night Live, seeing the North Mahaska Warhawks trying to pick up their third win of the season.
We'd like to announce that next week, Friday, at 7, the musical Grease will be performed at the
Southeast Warren High School. Southeast Warren will be performing
Grease next Friday. Saturday at 2, and then Saturday night at 7.
The way Mosier ran 80 yards in the last quarter, maybe like him covered in grease lighting.
Oh, he wasn't down.
Oh.
Leg bolt
in at the running back position. As Richards hit off the leg bolt on the right side, he tackled in the backfield for a loss. I like
yeah,
that. It looks like Coach Harris letting all these seniors have a chance to carry the ball. So far, leg bolt's the only senior with negative yards, though. loss of three in the play. He's going to bring up second and 13.
And I think Richards is not the quarterback.
Yeah, Richards in at running back here. Bortel with Polpeter in the fullback position. Richards in the running back. Going to take the handoff. He's going to come near side. Break a tackle up past the 40, 35, 30, 25. Dodge defender, 20. And he's down inside the 15.
To the 12-yard line.
Down to the 12-yard line. And Richards picks up 31. And they line up the under center. Polpeter.
I think Richards just decided that's too much running. I don't want to do it again.
Richards able to pick up 30 from the running back position. Polpeter, his lead blocker, coming through the line, and kind of a broken play, but Richards is able to get around the near side. Stiff on the tackler and get down almost to the 10. They're going to mark him out at the 13, I believe. So first and 10, ball on the 13. Portell under center. And now it's going to be the up back. That's number 28, Brent Fleener, freshman Fleener. Likes to hate a bit of the line of scrimmage and driven back for no meaning. Lots of about a yard and a half, call it two.
Going
to bring up second and 12 with 10 left to go in the fourth quarter.
About 2 yards.
North Mahaska will leave this one 58-14.
I think they're arguing with you now.
Who's that? He just wants to defy everything I say. Bortell under center, Spolster in the backfield. Spolster and Fleener in the offset eye. Pitch is going to be far side to Spolster. Spolster is going to cut back and make it past the 15, down to the 10. Going to mark him down to the 10-yard
line.
Pick up a 5. They're bringing up 3rd and 5. 3rd and 6.
On the tackle. Getting it about 6 yards.
Yeah, see, I got it right. 9:25 to go.
3rd and 7.
Fourth quarter, 3rd and 7. Ball marked right at the 10-yard line.
I think you need to see my wife for some tutoring.
I can add and subtract. Offset eye behind Bortell. Bortell's going to hand off to the right side. Brought down. Who's that? That was number 40, Aaron Boonder. So the senior Boonder, right on just short. As Coach Harris trying to give all these seniors a chance to get in the end zone.
It's good to not hold it.
Yep.
Oh, come on, what movie?
Boomer came up just short of the goal line. He's going to bring up 4th and goal to go. I'm sorry, that was a first down, so they did pick up a first down. They had goal to go on the first down. So you got Kohler now in the running back position. Handoff's going to be the right side, Kohler, and he's met and stacked up. He'll lose about a yard.
So now there's two seniors with negative yards.
Yeah, Kohler and Lambeau, the only two seniers so far.
Here comes
Polpeter going to come onto the field. We'll see if they're going to hand the ball off to Polpeter.
Oh, you know they will.
Polpeter, I tell you what, Polpeter has played his absolute heart out for this North Mahaska defense all year.
You know, every week we've been calling his name, his number.
I believe one of the ones at senior night last week talked about he is one that's going in the Marine Corps as soon as graduation. Handoff's going to be to Polpeter off the right side. And Polpeter takes it in from a yard out. So Polpeter, great memory for him.
As he
go out with a touchdown in his resume. Almost had one last week in the taking the ball away and made it back about 65 yards before one of the yard markers tripped him up.
Yeah, Jimmy Hoffa popped up.
Yeah. Whoever's buried under the 30-yard line in New Sharon tripped him up. With 7:47 to go, that touchdown puts North Mahaska up 64-14. As they get set to go for two, Portell under center. Man in motion to the far side, offset eye behind him. Portell's going to roll out right side. Got a man in the end zone, but overthrew him. He had Hicklin in the back of the end zone, open to the short receiver. Proline Building Company, Proline Building Dreams, that's what Proline does. Let them help you realize your dream with the Proline Building. If new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline has been building dreams in Iowa since 1986, and their reputation has been built on integrity, fair and honest bidding, and doing the job right the first time. Visit their website at iowadreambuilder.com today and book your dream today. That's Proline Building Company there in New Sharon. Yeah, we want to thank all our...
Oh, you got to look on your phone for the
Windstream. Oh, yeah, Windstream. Recently, KIIC switched to Windstream. Was able to save a ton of money. Give Windstream a call today. They're not available in all areas. Give Windstream a call. See if it's available in your area. See if they can save you on your long-distance calling service. We have absolutely just enjoyed bringing you Warhawk football.
Oh, it's been a blast this year.
2013, all of them out there to listen to us. We didn't get any negative publicity or negative feedback, so I guess we're doing another job.
Well, Wendell Vett's here. Did we do an okay job this year? Okay, he says we're doing great.
They listen to about all they could from. That's one of the great things about the app or listening live online. You can listen to it from anywhere you have an internet connection, either via your phone, the website, or the phone, the Thunderbolt app on your phone or tablet.
We got an upset.
What do you got?
Soli 28, Montezuma 0, final.
Monty getting beat last week of the season. Low kick can be picked up by Mosier down to 35, and he's just going to foul on it.
Mosier with the reception.
Number 23, Fawcett, down there to mark it down. But Mosier trying to pick it up, just couldn't get a hand on it. Timeout. North Mahaska is going to take a timeout with 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Coach Jared possibly reset the defense here on the other side.
Oh, I don't think he was happy after the play. Player that covered the ball kind of threw an elbow.
Oh, a little late action going on.
Pleasantville 48, English Valley 14. So English Valley's got on the board.
English Valley able to score late in that one. You got an update on the BGO Beacon?
Oh, I'll get to that. Oscaloosa 6, Knoxville 6, third quarter.
Wow, kind of a 6 all
tomorrow night.
Backyard brawl, and that was Oscaloosa and Knoxville.
BGM 17, Beacon 7, fourth quarter,
and that one is BGM.
At the
we saw that good BGM team here a few weeks ago.
$5 to get in.
Yeah, I called them the Bad News Bears.
They were the Bad News Bears. That's four
Holden's holding right with them with, what are the boys?
The Copeland boys. Yep, Copeland Auto down there in Hedrick. We appreciate them. They're a sponsor of some of our other channels here at KIC, but the two Copeland boys that run over this North Mahaska team a few weeks ago. Pitch is going to be the left side. Southeast Warren, he makes it back up to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Allen with the carry.
Allen on the carry for Southeast Warren. That's going to bring up second 11. Lost about a half a yard, so they're going to call 11. Second 11. 7-11 to go in the fourth quarter. I like 7-11.
7-11 is so much better than 11-7.
Just makes more sense. Roll off the front. High formation for Southeast Warren. Single receiver out far side. Two tight ends in. And off's going to be the near side. It looks like Allen again. He's going to make it up past the 35. Is the 36
short of the first down?
Forward to the 37. Needs to make it all the way up to the 40. They're bringing up a third and three for Southeast Warren.
Not 33.
Third and Diver on the tackle.
Now, the guys on the scoreboard, I think they're just trying to make me look bad. They call it third and four. I'll mark the 37.
They got to get to the 40.
Got to get to the 40. 40 minus 37 is 0-3 all day long in my book. And that's going to be far side to Allen. He's going to make it around the edge. Up past the 40-45. Make it to midfield. Breaks a tackle inside North Mahaska territory. He's going to make it down to 41.
Get Southeast Warren a first down.
Maybe they need to talk to my wife about the
22.
41 right line.
Pick up the 22 for Southeast Warren for Allen on that left side. He's going to bring up first down.
Spiker.
5:58 to go. Spiker in the stop for James Spiker in the stop for North Mahaska. You guys probably heard that, though, as we're positioned right below one of the PA speakers here on the press box. But really appreciate the Southeast Warren folks for giving us a little bit of room here in the press box to be able to call the game. Close the doors. There's still a little bit of a breeze. High formation for Hope. Hope's got a man running down the far sideline. Caught at the 20. That's going to go all the way for Hertzler. Hertzler came back and was able to catch that ball. That's 5:24 to go. Put Southeast Warren back on the board. North Madison is still leading a 64-20.
I do believe that's the second catch for a touchdown tonight.
For Hertzler, I believe so.
And both over 30 yards.
Yeah, both long plays. That first play in the first half was 45 yards, I'm guessing. So two long touchdown plays and a long run by Mosier. Two-point attempt's going to be Allen around the right side. He's going to come up just short. No good.
Allen Carey
is short. No
good.
I just said that. So 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter. North Mahaska still leading this one 64-20. The Southeast Warren gets back on the board late. Again, you're listening to Wendell Campbell. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent, Oskaloosa. Touchdown, Tommy Jenkinson, representing the Musco crowd there in Oskaloosa. We're both representing Fellowship Bible Church in Oskaloosa. If you don't have a church home, join us on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 11 o'clock, Sunday school at 9:45.
I'll be happy to greet you and shake your hand. And
yeah, meet Tommy at the door.
I'll introduce you to Pastor Rodney, Pastor Georgie.
Good church family we have there, Fellowship Bible in Oskaloosa.
And if you can't find me, look for the guy drinking the Red Bull.
Located right there off A Avenue across from the car wash in between Casey's and my office. You can just about throw a rock from my office and hit the Fellowship Bible building. We're that close. Hertzler.
We're North Mahaska.
In the kick for Southeast Warren.
Yeah, when you're throwing that rock, just don't throw it in my direction because you might break the window. But I am assured by you, so.
Very true. Very true. So I'm there for all your auto, home.
Procedure.
Life needs. Ball kicked out of bounds. Ball's going to roll out of bounds just short
ball
of
kicked out of bounds.
Just shy of the 30-yard line. Procedural penalty on Southeast Warren. It's going to give good field position for North Mahaska.
They give it to him on the 40.
I think it's the 40 or the 45. I believe it's the 40.
I think it's a spot foul. 10 yards from the...
No, it's. I think it's the designated.
Take over on the 35-yard line.
Yep. So North Mahaska take over on the 35, first and 10. 5:24 to go. Southeast Warren going to take a timeout. And you kind of feel for some of these smaller programs, Tommy, and talking to some of the faithful here before the game, the Southeast Warren team just doesn't have a lot. By the time you put 11 on the field, there's only about 6 helmets left on the sideline.
Well, 7, but one guy.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Lawler, the quarterback, got hurt there in the first half and not able to go to the second half.
And I think the score would be a little bit closer if he was still out there.
Fortunate for him, he's just a junior, so they have a chance to come back.
Is he a junior or a sophomore?
He is a sophomore. I'm sorry, I was looking at a lineup. He's a sophomore. Only 3 seniors, Hughes, Jimenez, and Hertzler for the Southeast Warren team. North Mahaska is going to take over first and 10, ball on their own 35-yard line after the kick out of bounds. We got 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter. North Mahaska leading this one 64-20.
Yeah, 4 more touchdowns. That's going to be their whole total for the year.
Very true. Bortel in under center. Spolstra offset behind him. Man in the slot goes in motion. That's the young. And that's going to be right side to Spolstra. Spolstra's up past the 35. Going to fall forward. That's about the 38.
This is your ball carrier. Gain of about 2 yards.
See, he said something we didn't. He said gain of
2 yards. Jimmy has been on that tackle.
I'm going to give him 3 because if they were at the 35 and they're now at the 38, that's 3 all day long in my book. So, 2nd and 7, ball spotted on the 37-yard line. The 38, I'm sorry. Ball spotted on the 38 with 4:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Bortel under center. Offset eye behind him. Man in the slot. Receiver far side.
They're rushing.
And that's going to be the up back. He's going to make it up close to the first down. Going to pick up about 5 on the play. 6. Oh, the spot. Okay, good spot on that one. So give him 7 on the play. Going to rank up a 3rd and short.
Hey, I got a joke for
you.
Is it radio friendly?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Hey, did you hear Lamar Odom gave Kobe Bryant $5 million?
I did not.
Yeah, because Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom, I get it. I get it. That guy behind Bortel, that was awful.
I know.
Bortel got a man open, streaking down the field. Ball's going to fall incomplete. Ball intended for number 30, Reese Strasser. Bortel had him there. Little underthrown, though. Strasser had to come back. Wasn't able to keep his footing. The ball falls short. Going to bring out fourth and less than about half of the yard.
The
North Mass going to pick up the first down.
You know, I just punt it.
Lamar Odom, that was awful.
Okay.
So you can remember that.
Yeah,
that was so awful.
Fourth and one. North Mass going to line up to go for this one. Maybe a hard count and get the defense to jump. The Southeast Warren's got the jailbreak on. They've got everybody.
Oh, he's on
the far side. Just right. He's going to go all the way.
Bortel looks like he's going to go all the way.
56 yards to the house.
That's better than North Mass.
56 yards. We look out.
Did you get that?
56 yards for Jacob Bortel. The Southeast Warren had the jailbreak on that. Everybody at the line of scrimmage thinking he's going to go right under center. He took a step back, stepped to this near sideline, was able to find an opening. And nobody going to catch him after that. So 56 yards for Jacob Bortel puts the score. North Nebraska 70, Southeast Warren 20 with 3:14 to go in the fourth quarter. We have had some big plays tonight, and on both sides of the ball, too.
Yeah.
I know that the score doesn't really indicate it very well. Bortel under center, they line up to go for two. Pitch is going to be far side. Spolstra are going to head for the pylon. He's going to make it in.
Bortel to Spolstra on a handoff.
Spolstra with the extra try. Goes in. North Mahaska leading this from 72 to 20.
Conversion good.
Got any scores, Tyler? Anything we need to keep updated on? Some of our earlier games are ended up following a running clock, so they didn't take that long.
That upset, you know.
Linville Sully over Montezuma.
Yep.
But I tell you what, that Linville Sully team was ranked early in the year. They had their rough portion early.
Yep.
And just kind of finding their stride at the right time. So really, I think that Linville team may be making the playoffs as well. There may be four teams.
There are four teams from that district.
Four teams from that district that will make the playoffs.
J.R. Schreers, the guy at DeYoung that I've talked to, he's from Montezuma. He was actually saying that Linville Sully was going to go over his hometown, Montezuma.
DeYoung in the kick for the Warhawks. 52-point deficit for 52-point lead for the Warhawks. This is one of the better games we've seen this Warhawk team play this year.
Fowler, Hertzler, and Humpback in the
Southeast Warren team is just overmatched. Low line drive kick is going to be fielded at the 37 from the far sideline up past the 40 to 45 and then brought down. That was number 59, Jordan
really?
Hughes. In for Southeast Warren, he returns it back to their own 46-yard line. Southeast Warren's going to take over first and 10 with 2:59 to go.
That Oskaloosa-Knoxville game, still tied up at 6 on the third quarter.
Still tied at
down
6. Kind of wonder if maybe Coach Sterner's upping a few of his players for the playoffs starting next week, but still like to beat that Knoxville team that I believe hasn't won a game this season.
Brooklyn 17, Pekin 7,
so 17-7. Handoff's going to be near side to Allen, and Allen mishandles the ball. Hoke's able to fall.
Southeast Warren Hawks have the ball on the field. Drops it back to the 40-yard line. Lots of six on the play.
Lots of six on the play is going to bring up a second and 16 with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter for Southeast Warren.
So, when do they get any shout-outs?
I'd like to give a shout-out to Jay Mill down there at the station. Gave me the opportunity to do this with you here this year, Tom. I really enjoyed it. We've seen maybe not some of the best football, but I really enjoyed following this Warhawk team.
So have I.
Here this year, and all the positive comments that have come in from listening to it. Hoke's going to be back to pass. Ball up in the air. Hurst comes down with it at the 35, and he's going to take off. He's going to go all the way, 60 yards.
Hurstler with a great pass.
Another 60-yard pass play
for touchdown.
I don't know how many receiving yards Hurstler has tonight, but you know, being a senior, his last game, couldn't happen. A 6'3" senior on this Southeast Warren team.
6'3"? He's tiny.
I wouldn't want to go up against him.
No.
That's what the North Mahaska 72, Southeast Warren 26. clock's going to stop with a minute 44. No, just shout out to everybody that that turned us on, gave us a shot this year. We look forward to bringing you the 2014 edition next year. Really enjoy doing it with you, Tommy.
It's been a blast doing it with you. Thanks for the invite.
Allen's going to take it around the right side. Takes it in for two. That leads it North Mahaska 72, Southeast 128.
Yeah, thanks for the invite to help you out with it. It's been a real blast. I don't think I could have done any better than what you've done.
We've had a lot of fun. Those have been all over the listening area. Like I said earlier, all the sponsors that helped us be here. If you'd be so kind as to walk in, tell them you heard it on streaming live on KIIC Radio. Thank them for sponsoring us, keeping us on the air. We've had some good nachos. We've got some good hot dogs. We've had some good trips.
Where was it? Montezuma had brisket.
The booster put at Miami had a good brisket sandwich. I do remember that. I choked that one down pretty quick before we went on the air.
We also had, pulled pork sandwiches.
Pulled pork, was that Waco?
BGM.
We had the pulled pork. That was a whole dinner. That was, that had baked beans and chips and everything.
$6 dinner.
Yeah, and
$6. The best $4 you'll ever spend at the Super Nachos there at New Sharon North Mahaska Stadium. Hertzler in the kick. Good kick. Going to land about the 20.
Procedural.
Roll out of bounds.
That ref just threw this tank yet.
Flinger was there to watch it go out of bounds. The procedural penalty is going to give the Warhawks a 1st and 10 on their own 35-yard line with a kick out of bounds.
Every single time I see these refs, I keep thinking about that bloopers reel. Somebody throwing the ball and hitting the ref right in the gut. And he's like, oh. I'm just waiting for that to happen.
Wortel under center. High formation behind it. Receiver's far side. Hanno's going to be the right side to Spolstra. Spolstra's going to get that pass to 35 to the 40. 45 up close to midfield. He's going to be knocked down just short of midfield.
13-yard gain.
13 yards for Spolstra. Give the box a 1st and 10.
Get them at their 1st down. He was in there on the stop for Southeast 1.
All North Mahaska here tonight is the North Mahaska Warhawks too much to handle for Southeast 1, leading at 72-28. Getting down about a minute to go here in the 4th quarter. Eye formation behind Wortel, offset eye, and in the slot. Wortel under center.
Oh, that was 64.
64, single box.
No, 62.
Mason Van Bonsler.
Motion on North Mahaska.
Van Bonsler getting to go a little early, and there's laundry all over the field. I think every official decided they want to make sure their flag made it out for that
15.
One.
Oh, some of them haven't thrown a flag yet.
43-yard line.
So back them off 5, going to bring out 1st and 15, ball marked on the 43. Wortel under center, handoff's going to be the up back. The 28 Fleener, I believe, and Fleener's met, driven down, still on his feet, though, but then knocked down about the 38, so loss of 5 on the play for Fleener.
That's okay.
I have a feeling we're going to be calling Fleener. Stockdale, Fleener, and Spolstra a lot.
In on the top.
2014. Wortel under center. His name is Richards, graduates away.
AJ Hibbler is going to be another one we're going to be calling. Andrew Gumont.
Gumont. Looking forward to that 2014 theme. The off season starts tomorrow, Tommy, for these juniors.
It's a shame, but hopefully next year we get to the playoffs.
Yep, that's the ultimate goal for these teams. Offset eye behind Wortel. Pitch is going to be right side Spolstra. He's got the edge. Taking it past the 45, past midfield, into Southeast Warren territory, drugged down at the 44.
It's going to be 3rd and 9.
Tommy buzzer goes off. 2nd and 19. Spolstra was able to pick up all of about 18 of that, and that's going to be the final entry
of the
North Mahaska.
They got to be ready for next year. Give them a big round of applause.
Appreciate Coach Aaron. Also, Coach Sampson, that was up in the booth for part of it with us, and top of the bleachers there in our home games.
Coach Harris, 201st win.
201st, yep, we got to win this. Coach Harris, 200th victory. They come out onto the field, shaking hands. Lawler's out there on crutches, and the North Mahaska team coming over and shaking hands. One of the great things about Iowa football is the handshake at the end of the game. I think that's a great show of sportsmanship.
Yeah, I have to agree. Unlike, you know,
Richard.
Texas or Missouri, they might just start a fight out there on the field. You know,
as Richard's Legvold, Paul Peter, Wanders, Binder, Kohler, Schultz, they live. The seniors lead this North Mahaska team in the handshake.
Yeah, I'm going to miss those guys next year.
Yep. Well, we're going to take about a 42-week break from the booth.
No, it's less than 42.
No, we're 10 weeks and there's 52 and we're going to start again.
Yeah.
42. So, final score here tonight, North Mahaska 72, Southeast Warren 28. So thank you all for tuning in to listen. Stay tuned to KIIC Radio for the Locker Room Show. It's Albia finishes that one. Albia finished undefeated, right? They did win that game?
I do believe
so. You know,
let me check real quick.
They'll be celebrating at the White Buffalo down in Albia tonight.
It's not the Gray Buffalo, it's the White Buffalo.
It's the White Buffalo. It's Albia that finishes their season undefeated, headed to playoffs. The Eddyville team headed for the playoffs. Oskaloosa headed to the playoffs.
Pella.
We got a lot of area teams. Pekin, Linville, as we saw this year.
Yeah, Albia 33, Eddyville 0.
33-0, they finished that undefeated. So, for J-Blo and the boys back in the studio, we thank you for listening to KIIC Radio, all the scores in one station. Question on Tommy, and your good neighbor agent, Wendell Campbell. We enjoyed bringing it to you. We'll look forward to the 2014 version of Friday Night Lights. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Thanks a lot, guys.